When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I love me some of your mama. Ooh, true that. True that. Don't call me daddy. Only she can do that. Okay, man, your mama be fucking. Boy, you ain't about that. You seen her looking all mad? Ain't time for your nap. You wake up, I'm back eating all your snacks. Don't ask for help with your mouth, stupid. Ain't my fault you can't add. Don't be out here fake crying, lying, up in a keyhole, straight spine. Only knock on the door if you dying.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Hollywood Rod. Joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are back live. After our first and only HBO appearance.
Yes!
We are brand new on you niggas. I almost didn't let this brother in my house today. But I said, you know what? I had already promised before I was on HBO and didn't know I was going to be a star to let him in. And I would never go back on a promise. This is my man, Jay Trill. What's up, Justin?
Shit, I'm chilling. Today, I think I want to go by Tragic Johnson.
Tragic Johnson. All right. Big bad Tragic Johnson. Well, anyway, if you're listening to this right now, you're probably just here to listen to our thoughts on Game of Thrones. And we're going to give you that. We had the latest Game of Thrones episode come through. It was called Winterfell, the start of season 8. 2 years that we had to wait to get here.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at our old recaps. 2017 was the date. I was like, yo, Game of Thrones so good. I really remember thinking when it went off and they said it was going to take another year, being like, I just don't want to die between
right
between now and when my show come back. Okay.
Some people didn't make it.
Yeah. Some people not with us. Okay.
They didn't get the spoilers.
That's the biggest tragedy right there. You didn't get to see what's going on in season 8. You're getting, watching the episodes up in heaven, I hope. But
you think Nipsey used to watch?
You know what? Not gonna make that joke and not gonna go there.
I was just asking.
I'm saying we got brand new people here, okay? Welcome. I like to welcome all the white people, especially the angry white people that left comments on the YouTube video.
Right.
Oh, they mad?
They mad!
Woo! What they mad for?
How you mad at us?
How you mad about being about a party you wasn't even invited to?
How you mad because you didn't know this was happening?
Like, yeah, they gonna be part of everything.
How dare they? How dare they? Did they show up to my family reunion and my cookouts too? Like, excuse me? Good grief. I'm inviting you all to the cookout. What more do you want from me? Good grief.
Everything.
But yeah, you may have seen us on HBO and you may have seen us on Vice News. Shout out to the people from Vice who hooked mm-hmm. us up.
Antonia,
Steven. And got the show aired, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying I thought they wouldn't do it. But I definitely was like, I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. So let me know when it's on. And then it came on and I was like, oh shit, that's me on TV.
Like it really came on.
I was like, oh, this is really happening.
But this is not the first time you've been on TV.
Not the first time I've been on TV, but it was a little something different being on HBO. You know, shout no offense. No offense to my other stations out there. Okay. We fucks with y'all, but it was a little something hearing this.
Different. I mean, I do understand the difference of when Desus and Mero, when they love Vice,
yeah,
and then with the Showtime, you know, right, they start acting a little different.
They
okay?
act a little different now. They don't just interview just anybody now. Mm-hmm. Yep. You had to fill up 4 days a week. Desus and Mero was out there like, hey man, look, you got a book or something? You self-published? Like, come through.
Are you free?
Right.
Do you just have the time?
Now they be in their studio like, just Denzel Washington? I don't think so. I demand a higher caliber of guests.
We got to have a staff meeting for skits now.
Right. How many presidential candidates can we interview this year? Like, they on some new shit. Mm-mm. I'm trying to be on some new shit.
Like, when the last time they made a million?
Right, exactly. So we'll get into the recap real quick, man, but I just wanted to thank the people at Vice for that, and to say it was such a great day to see everybody celebrating with us,
right?
Like, so many people was going up for us being like, yo, I'm glad y'all getting some recognition, this y'all deserve this shine, hey, look at this, people sharing the videos, people on that page talking back and forth. I went to the Vice page on Facebook, and they were sharing it. People was leaving comments. Aww. And like, yeah, people looked at the video like hundreds of thousands of times and shit. It was crazy to see that, you know, white people that we don't know was coming up to me on Twitter like, hey man, love Game of Thrones, we should get some time to talk. I said, I don't know you white colonizer, calm down.
So I do have a question though. What some of the questions that they asked when they asked, like, when you used a few examples of, like, when she had the birth
to Pussy Poltergeist.
Yes, Pussy Poltergeist. Like, did you know the questions in advance, or they just asked you those on the spot?
On the spot, man. Okay. And they edited, you know, real well. Like, I always worry about editing, like, because, you know, having been on TV before, having been interviewed before, I always, you know, you just got to trust the person really going to do you right. And they did, man. They interviewed me for, like, 30 minutes. You only got to see, like, a minute or two on the show,
yeah,
but
fraction.
And they interviewed Karen too, and then I probably said High Five Starter about a million times during the interview, because I was just trying to make sure they get their credit, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was like, don't worry, we're gonna take care of it, you know.
And they did.
And yeah, that was the thing I was worried about more than whether or not we get shine or not, because real talk, you know how I feel about that. And then that's like that nightmare scenario where it's like, not again. I'm not going through this shit again. So as soon as I saw that piece start with the, like, the hashtag started by Hot Foster, I say, okay, all right, we cooking with grease.
Hey, look, they could have blacked your face out and be like, so them niggas
right
over there.
Right.
Be like, no, that's not my voice. Right. I didn't say any of that.
Right. They just cut the bad edit of my words and be like, hey man, fuck Hot Fire Starter. But nah, man, it was cool.
Another nigga in a blue shirt.
Yeah. Like, soon as they reached out to us about an interview, I actually emailed Firestarter. I was like, hey, just so y'all in the loop, because I don't want to do no shit. I don't like people. I think people love to see people fight anyway, so they would have tried to egg it up anyway. I don't know if they're people are doing it now or not, but I hope not. But it meant a lot to me that they got it right, you know, because we don't just let anybody up in the house. So it meant something to me that they actually did us right, man. And that light really caught the soul and the spirit of it. And the part that really weirded me out the most was listening to other people talk about our show, being like, yeah, I really be like, what they gonna say? Like, oh, I know they about to say something about Sansa looking at, she was looking at Danny. I'll be like, we are about to say something about that shit. So it's cool to know it's people out there. This isn't just, you know, that's into it like that. We've never even been in New York, and there's people hosting a party in New York. Like, oh yeah, we listen to that. So
yay.
There's a lot of people in New York that's, especially the ones that write in on premium.
We got all kinds. We got fans all over the world. It's just different seeing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's different. Like, I'm not there. Like, it's not like when we had the live show, people flew down and you're like, I'm here, I see you. To think that it's a world where people are talking about us, we're not around, and they're just like, oh, did you see that episode? It was so, did you listen to them? They were so crazy. Did you hear what he said? Like, I never think of it like that, you know, but
I think for me too, I got to experience some of it. That time I went to DC, I don't think you was there. And Shirley had arranged a little get up.
Yeah, you went without us.
And that was my first time meeting, like, other people in their setting. But they still came out just to see your boy and, like, to have a good time, even though they knew each other, to just invite me along. Like, I thought that was dope. And so for me seeing that, I guess I also can recognize the other aspect of other people in New York, Chicago, wherever.
For sure, man. We got the dopest fans, but that's the first time I've seen... It's like if someone would have made a video talking, it's like, let's interview y'all's fans. It's just a different conversation than you not being there.
Right. Yep.
You know, so I just thought it was dope. Karen, what'd you think about it before we move into the recap?
I thought it was neat. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I'm not even going to lie. At the beginning, when they was talking about the cathedral brand, and I was like, well, I guess we're not gonna be on, because y'all probably gonna talk about the cathedral the whole time.
I know they ended the show with us.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy,
right? Because, you know, because that was really important. So I was like, you know, so I could understand. So I'm like, you it was almost like if other things were more pressing, I could understand us actually getting bumped. Like, that's actually reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I knew we was in it because in the very opening thing they showed us.
Yeah. I want to say, too, y'all look good, too.
Oh, thank you, man.
Like it wasn't just y'all did a good job on the interview, but, like, you know, sometimes they fuck up with black people, like, with the lighting all this other stuff.
Could have been in here looking ashy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, you wear the wrong color shirt. They can't get it right with the background, all that other stuff and the lighting. And y'all look good, though. You know what I'm saying?
She did a, both, everybody there, but the camera woman did a very, very good job. Mm-hmm. They were very particular about the camera and the natural lighting and things like that. They actually did a really, really good job.
Yeah, it wasn't rushed at all, man.
No, it wasn't rushed. And also, I actually enjoyed the segment a lot. It was one of them things where, you see people on TV, but when you see yourself on TV, I can't explain. It's one of them things where you look like, is that me? That's me. That's one of me. You know?
What's crazy to me is, like, the day before this, I was at the basketball court, and I don't know what the fuck got in. I don't know who been talking, but all these white dudes kept coming over to me like, yo, so you got a podcast? I'm like, how you know? You know what I mean?
Yo.
Like, not that they can't listen, but I was just like, I don't had a podcast the whole time y'all know me. I'm like, how is this spreading all
But is that card still up there? Because remember one time, not the card, it was a sticker. No, it was a sticker.
I think I put a sticker up there one time, but it wasn't because of the sticker. I think they been took that sticker down. They was like, niggas, black people tipping, take this shit off.
Because it was up there for a good minute.
This is a good white Christian YMCA. Okay. Nah, man, it was just crazy because everybody was asking me about it, and it was like I was getting some of the stuff they work on. Like, somebody works in marketing. There was a dude that actually works with AT&T on an app for Game of Thrones. He showed me how to use it where I can, like, point my camera at something, mm-hmm. and the Night King will appear there, and then, like, you could take selfies with the Night King and shit. Like, it was crazy.
So he got the inside scoop on Vice, on you being on TV or something?
No, he had nothing to do with it.
That's what I'm saying, how he get the inside scoop.
Oh, no, we was talking. He asked me, you know, I wasn't rude. Like, they was like, you got a podcast? Yeah, motherfucker, what of it? Like, no, it was like, oh, nah, yeah, we got a podcast and all that stuff. So, nah, it was just a cool little experience, dog. So, but it's ironic because, I told my man Mike, I said, yeah, I'm supposed to be, last week I said, if this thing goes right, we're supposed to be on Vice News on HBO on Tuesday, but we'll see, you know, because I'm always just like, if they say so. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna record it, man. I was like, all right, man. And so me and Mike got into it playing ball because Mike was Mike was on a bad team. My team was winning, so I was talking shit, and he was like, man, you always talk shit, da da da. I said, Mike, who you gonna talk to when Avengers Endgame come out? We gonna have to be friends. I'm the only nigga in here to talk about this shit. He started laughing and let it go. It was a cool moment. But yeah, man, Game of Thrones bringing niggas together. All right, y'all ready to get into this review, this recap?
I am. I want people to go like the YouTube page to make them white folks mad.
Oh, man, listen.
Go like it.
Okay, them comments, I have never seen people so hurt over nothing.
Is it more than one, or is it just one?
It was a lot, bruh.
I'm talking about the YouTube page.
One YouTube link.
Is it an HBO one?
It's a Vice News. Okay. Vice News. It was so many thumbs down, yo. And, like, I just went and looked, and it was just, like, it was 483 say thumbs up and, like, 440 thumbs down. And people was in the comments being like, why y'all disliking this video? It's cute. It's just black people having a good time.
That's it.
There was a bunch of white people that was like, it's a subculture of, like, it's a subgenre of the fans. Why are y'all mad? There's all kinds of subgenres in this. And other white people was like, it's social justice warriors and, you know, blacks. They, I was like, y'all are mad as shit.
They really want this show strictly for themselves.
Talk about race doesn't come into it. They have Masande and Grey Worm. I was like, okay.
So is this why they really thought the Confederate was going to be a good idea? That Confederate show afterward?
Cause I thought it was going
to
be.
I wanted to see it.
Me too.
I still want to see Confederate. But, I mean, I like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, people just got mad at the name, but you got to have to watch it.
They might motherfucking have some dragons eating up some goddamn Klansmen or some shit. I don't know what the white men going to do. All right, man. You ready? Y'all ready? All right.
If you are, sir.
Let's get into it.
Thank you.
back. All right, Game of Thrones, season 8. Episode 1, it was called Winterfell. Karen, first of all, 12 million people watched this shit.
Mm-hmm. Did it break its own record?
It's got to be a record. Yeah. It's got to be. Yeah,
because you got to think, this is one of the first years that more people have had access to HBO Go and don't have to have HBO. So a lot of people was watching from their Go apps and all that stuff. And also, I think, too, that a lot, 2 years, a lot of people caught up.
It's the second highest rated.
Oh, the second? Okay.
The season finale of last year, last season was the highest.
And that makes sense.
Just barely over this. All right, so Karen, what you think of the episode, just in general?
Oh, I loved it. It was fun.
She loved it. It was fun. Justin, what you think of this episode, Winterfell?
I actually enjoyed it. Thought it was a great reintroduction to all the characters. It's almost like they did this thing where they skipped forward a little bit and they showed you some of the progression of the characters along the way with their confidence or lack thereof, and attitudes like, oh, we in the shit now. And it was a good, they didn't just immediately pick up from where they left off. Like, they showed a few different things.
Yeah. And we only get 6 episodes this season. So I thought they might just rush into battles and shit, this battle here and then this battle and then spend all the money on this shit, but they kind of took their time. I didn't realize how much I wanted to see those reunions.
Correct.
People that hadn't seen each other in seasons and shit finally.
And you almost forgot that. I was like, oh yeah, that's right, y'all niggas ain't seen each other since season 5.
Right. Yep. So it was I enjoyed the episode a lot. It was also kind of funny. Lots of shade was thrown.
Did they get different writers? Did they get some black women up in there?
I feel like they have always had a shady ass show.
It has always been shady.
Yeah, I feel like it's always been a shady ass show, but this week you had some of the best shit talkers in the rooms with each other. Tyrion, yeah. Sansa slept on, Arya be talking shit.
But they facial Danny. Mannerisms too added to the shade, which was I thought was a little different.
I recently rewatched a lot of the previous seasons, they always been like that.
Okay.
Especially Sansa.
Yeah.
I saw a montage of 2 minutes of Sansa ball.
People be sleeping on Sansa.
I'm like, yo, she been, I can't believe people trying to just now hop on the bandwagon, but it's cool. We need the company.
But a lot of reasons people really don't fuck with Sansa is cause it was it was pitted against her and Arya because they was sisters arguing siblings do, and they was like, well, I'm team Arya. Arya tried to tell her, let's go.
I get the reason why, but you don't have to do it.
So
you don't have to fall for that. You see what I'm saying?
But they did.
I know.
It's hard not to.
But as a smart person, I don't count myself among the regulars.
I mean, you Hollywood, so of course.
Since I've been on HBO, I look at things a little differently. And one of the things I feel like is maybe we all can just come together. And instead of just trying to pit these sisters against each other, we can realize they're sisters.
I mean, they came together, so why not?
And we'll get to that.
Because Sansa... it took Sansa a while. A lot of people have a tendency to forget that Sansa was really, really young. And she believed in the fairy tales, get a prince, get married. She actually bought it and believed in it. Just like a lot of young ladies would be if they were in the position that she was. And it's almost like she was penalized for not being Arya. Not being I don't do that bullshit. And people was just like, well, fuck you, bitch. You ain't gonna go out here and fight.
Well, they all started off with one arm hot tie behind their back because they had Ned for their father. So all of the Stark kids kind of start off a bit stupid. You know? Like, they believe in heroism and nobility and all that shit. They don't really watch their backs. And, I mean, that's why all of them and them wolves is dead.
Yeah, and this... And too, it's a little more than just she was naive. She legit lied against Arya's friend, which is what made Arya so angry with her to protect Joffrey, somebody who she cared about. But if you think about it, most people choose their significant other or the person who they want to be a significant other a lot of times over people they...
But she was also 12. You know what I mean? It was just a stupid... people want to hold that 12-year-old mistake against her after all the
forever.
Shit. All the shit we seen her went through, and you don't have no mercy. You still hating on her? Anyway, this turned into a Sansa have argument. That's not what I was trying to start. But welcome to the Signs of High for the rest of y'all that have been late. And like I said, the bars that I saw in that video, they went back to season one. Like, mm-hmm. it's not, mm-hmm. she always had bars of people just be rolling their eyes at her. All right. So we have three different locations here. The first, we have Eastwatch, which is where the wall fell. And it's a very short scene that happens over there. We also have Winterfell, which is very long for the recap. And King's Landing, which is semi-long. I'm gonna start with Eastwatch just to get it over with, even though this scene happens last in the fucking order of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured we might as well get this out the way, because ain't a lot of shit happened here. Did y'all see the new opening graphic?
Yes.
Like that wall?
Yeah.
It fell?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Trump wall gonna fall? It's made out of the same shit. But that wall fell. That shit chilled me a little bit though, cause they like showed the broken wall, but then they got in closer and you could see like the tiles turning white as the fucking White Walkers were advancing into the map.
Right.
I was like, these niggas finna die. They over here squabbling over this bullshit.
That's the thing. All of them getting together to do what? They can't defeat all of them.
Bruh.
They don't have enough of that Valyrian steel or whatever type of steel, dragon glass to kill.
But I feel like they could do it, but it's like they arguing over the check at dinner right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but hold on, who had the fries? It's like, dog, it's really not the time. Everybody put in $20 and just leave the restaurant. Let them keep the tip. And it's like, but I had two drinks and he had four, you know, and that's how it feels. But when you see that like map, the shit gets so real. And I also like how they took you inside of Winterfell and showed you the inside of the castle. They took you inside of King's Landing and they show you the inside of that. Like, so dope, man. That was like, they did their thing, man.
I was like, more shows should take their time instead of just rushing out things. Even like the intro is, if you're gonna force me to watch the intro, then yeah, take your time and make it something I want to see.
Yeah, I feel you on that. It's interesting, you normally are like, don't be wasting my time, hurry up and get me more episodes.
This is a show I watch live though.
Yeah.
And I do want, no, it's not hurry up, it's don't cancel the show when I wanted more episodes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like whenever I tell you like, you know, Atlanta not coming back in 2019, you be like, oh, for real?
When you be like, they canceled that show, I be like, well, damn.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
I wanted more of that show.
Yeah, that's different. Oh, all right. So then,
Except True Blood.
Except True Blood. It ended way too late.
HBO got this right, didn't it?
What if this shit would have turned into True Blood? We would have turned this shit on. It would have made no sense. Woo! Motherfuckers start having southern accents and shit for no reason.
They better not.
I'm telling you, Jara.
Turn into fairies and shit. No, like, thank you.
You niggas don't even care. All right, so then Tormund and Beric Dondarrion, the nigga with the eye patch and the flaming sword, they walking around through the wreckage and shit. The Night King and his White Walkers and his dragon, they done crushed the buildings, fucking went past the place. And so they waited, I guess, until they left.
Which is smart.
Yeah, I mean, what was they gonna do? It's like six of them niggas that left at the fucking thing.
Yeah,
so,
and this is a part that just was talking about. Last we seen the wall crumble, we didn't see kind of the aftermath. We just know that they survived.
Mm-hmm.
And when I seen them walking, I was like, oh, they're about to get fucked up immediately.
Was they walking or was they cowering around?
They were scared. Like, I'd have been scared.
They looked scared.
They was walking like Snoopy, like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, in the mystery gang.
They be tiptoeing. That was the only thing that was missing was that fucking music, boy, because they was up there like,
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
That's not we scared music. It's that. Like, it was that music that was missing.
They had people working together that you know that, like, they hated each other though.
Right?
When it come to death, oh, we all working together.
Everybody on the same page after they see them White Walkers.
Come on, everybody.
Like, you gotta remember, the only person that we have not seen change their tune after seeing White Walkers is Cersei Lannister.
Right. And that's the thing that lets you know how evil she is.
The coldest.
She don't give a fuck.
She's like, oh, they cold? No. I'm gonna show you cold.
Right. She was like, I don't give a fuck about White Walkers or dragons. Bitch, you are late. I looked at my clock. Daenerys, you were supposed to be here. You RSVP to 6:15. It is 6:25.
What kind of magic is that?
We on dragon people time. Hurry up. But yeah, so everybody else though, they get in line. And so to see like, you know, to see them like creeping around, scared as fuck. Listen, wondering if White Walkers was gonna come out of nowhere.
Right.
They was looking into that black ass tunnel.
He said, woo, his eyes blue. Woo.
Wait, back up. Hold on, you skip ahead, He looked into that black ass tunnel and they was looking, that was like black people in a horror movie, like, don't go in there. It's like,
yeah, come on. Somebody about to die.
Yeah, Tomon was like, nigga, you got the flaming sword. You want to go first? Hey,
and Tomon, you think him of all people would be used to it, because he's been out there living behind the wall.
He don't get, yo.
He was like, mm-mm.
It's the reason he alive and a lot of wildlings ain't.
Come on.
Hey, he said, mm-mm, I done got used to this over here on the other side of the wall. Right. You
and
go first.
And he's seen his people die with John, so he knows firsthand what fucking happens.
He's like, they got heat inside this, this castle. <too." laughs> I don't got used to the final things of life real quick. So the Daria and Barrett goes in and they run into Dolores Ed, who mistakes Tormund for a White Walker. He's like, his eyes are blue. And he's like, my eyes always been blue. then they ask Dolores Ed, like, yo, you find anybody? Where everybody else at? And he's like, follow me. And they follow him to a display made out of a little boy. That little boy was so young.
Yep.
And limbs. The goddamn Night King and his performance art is gonna be
right?
This nigga takes the time.
And I wonder what the fuck did that little boy do that he was up there at the Night's Watch.
He was fucking around with somewhere. He was one of them umbers.
Like he was
like Ollie and all. You know they have little kids that be sent up there all the time, but apparently.
He caught one of them umbers sleeping. Bruh, the thing though that killed me though, man, is that this nigga, the Night King, is so petty. And everybody sleeps on it because he don't talk.
Right.
But there's nobody, he might be pettier than Cersei if you think about it. He been making art projects for 8 seasons.
Yep. Yes, he has. Right. All in the caves and everything.
Like, he got his logo patent, okay?
Right. they never show this nigga doing it. But he takes the time. Like, at some point, he's like, okay, let me hop off my dragon. Let me get two limbs over there. No, at a 45 degree angle. Okay?
Get that elbow right, bitch. Right.
I'm gonna need this to look like a spider. And anyone got any dragon fire we can put on him? Because we're gonna need this to light up. Because the way I'm gonna set this up, they gonna burn them. But I want the whole thing to blow up. It's some Banksy type shit. This the next level.
That's his tag. Mm.
And right. I want him hanging, but I don't want you to be able to tell he's hanging.
Right.
Right.
I need the timing perfect so that he wake up as a white right as they are sitting in front of the display. And then boom, we get the fire. And I want them to light the fire. That's how dope this shit goes.
And make sure all the hands are spread open so it looks like a backhand, okay?
Right.
I need you to recognize that this pimp hand is strong.
Right. I'm an artiste, okay? Now, what do y'all think about this? Criticisms, anybody?
And I'm sensitive about my shit.
Right. Now, before we leave, does anybody have anything else I can add to this art? Because I feel like it's perfect, but.
You got it.
It's only one dude that said something, and he told him to sit his $5 ass down before he made change.
Man, that shit was so petty, dog. So yeah, they put the Night King has put the little boy, mounted him to a wall, put limbs on display, extending around him. There were 8 limbs, almost like a spider or octopus. I've seen comparisons to the dragon seal for the Targaryens.
Hmm.
It's a whole lot of theories and speculation online. I didn't really go with the dragon seal one only because the fucking, like, it looked like 8 legs instead of like dragon heads and tails, but
yep.
Who knows, man, to be honest, who fucking knows. Anyway, they light the boy on fire and they're like, yo, the fucking White Walkers are between us and Winterfell.
Mm-hmm.
What we supposed to do? Like, what's the plan? Everybody's supposed to be going to Winterfell to make a last stand, and we all the way in the back trying to catch up. And I know my man Tormund want to get back because that's where Brienne at.
Hey, I know one thing. I would ask everybody, do we got enough food to stay here?
Yeah, you gonna die there too. Don't think
take
they,
the long way around.
They will backtrack. Oh, they'll come back for you.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Because
you do all that relocation, you ain't going back. They not.
But see, that's the thing, though, Justin. You all gonna die,
right?
So, like, if they win, everybody dies. So it's like you want to know, but you kind of don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go find out and help if I can, But low key, I kind of am like, what the fuck eight of us gonna do?
Send the crow and let us know when it's safe to come back home.
Crow gonna come back.
They don't know where you are. Where the crow GPS gonna land?
The crow gonna come back frozen as fuck. She gonna come back with blue eyes.
Right, fuck all y'all up.
Turn everybody to a motherfucking walker. But yeah, man, so that was the end of that scene. So I guess all them niggas is gonna head down to Winterfell or something. I don't know what they gonna do, to be honest with you. But that's why we not in Game of Thrones, because I wouldn't have made it last year when motherfucking when motherfucking Gendry made it back to the wall. Psh, I would have got halfway through like, woo, cramping up a little bit. They knew what they was getting into. They knew what they was getting into.
He run a marathon. He was like, I got to make it.
Yeah, my ass would have fell out about halfway through. Like, you know, I'm gonna at least get me something to eat. You know, so ain't no need for me to be tired getting there. You know, take a nap.
And he ran too. Right. He's looking like Forrest. Way. Looking like Forrest.
So now we got King's Landing. That's the other major location. Cersei is, of course, drinking her superpower given wine.
Looking like a queen.
Mm-hmm. Just taking in the view. Unbothered.
By everything and everybody.
I said she ain't sending not a goddamn soldier up there.
Nope.
She's supposed to be sending them soldiers up to Winterfell. She was looking up there like, oh, I wonder what's for dinner tonight. Oh, this is a good year. What year is this wine? And so they don't show you what she's looking at first. They just show her just looking off in the distance. And then, of course, Qyburn comes over and he's all like, terrible news, queen. The Night King is broken through the wall. The dead are marching south. And she was like, good. I was like, damn, you evil.
And Qyburn is such a good henchman too.
He is.
Like, he plays that role. Because there's several scenes, you're like, oh, his delivery was perfect. Only a loyal and deviant henchman such as himself could deliver that.
The fact that they did multiple Smurfs movies, and this nigga ain't never played Gargamel.
Right.
Oh, that would've lit.
That's really, his agent should be fired, to be honest. Because he got some good Gargamel about him, dog. But yeah, he did look kind of shocked when she said good. Because he was like, what, they gonna kill everybody? Don't you understand? She was looking like
zero fucks.
We know he about survival though.
Yeah,
he is about survival.
Yeah, I'm just thought it was funny because his face gave it away for a second. Like, oh shit, I thought we was okay. So we not on that. Okay, cool. And then we turned.
I guess he believed her when she said, "Yeah, we gonna send some people up there."
Cersei don't seem like the type to put you onto her plan, right?
Nobody ever knows.
It seemed like he really was like, "That's a good plan." I mean, yeah. Obviously. We don't want to die, and she's like, do it.
And then the people that know, nobody believes them. Like, but people figure it out, everybody be like,
oh yeah, what I mean, no, I mean are in on the plan with her,
right?
She don't really let people in on her plans, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think the mountain be in on her plans. I think she
no,
she'd be like, kill or don't kill, that's it.
Is that simple for him?
So anyway, we get to cut out, like, we cut to the like the back of her, and we see what she was looking at the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's a fleet of ships. Euron's, you know, Euron Greyjoy's, like,
the Iron Fleet.
And it's also a bunch of soldiers from the Golden Company on the ship.
Who is the Golden Company? Because I couldn't remember who they were.
Well, they've talked about them, but they've never shown them on the show. But the Golden Company is essentially like,
They're like
mercenaries with a little bit more honor than mercenaries. I don't know if you remember, but Davos was trying to convince Stannis to get a mercenary fleet from the Golden Company.
Okay.
And he was like, we don't have the money to really pay them. And he's like, well, if you just get the money and pay some other mercenaries, they not going to be as loyal as the Golden Company. The Golden Company is like, we don't back out on none of our deals. And Stannis went with the cheap
motherfuckers. And that's what happened when they left.
They got up there and was like, ooh, you ain't saying it's going to be so cold.
what the hell is this?
That's right, because he couldn't borrow money from the Iron Bank to get them.
Stannis was out there. Yeah, them people mad.
They were leaving that shit like a poorly ran McDonald's. They was like, ooh.
The ice cream machine ain't working.
I'm tired of getting yelled at.
They got the Golden Company now, which is what Cersei wanted. So she's happy, you know, cause in her pettiness.
But see, they broke too, so that means she had to go to the Iron Bank to get that money.
She got it last season.
She stole it.
Yeah, well, she got it. Well, she got it last season from the Tyrells, and then she also told the dude from the Iron Bank, like, nigga, you need me to win the war because I owe you money. Like, the fuck you gonna do without my money in the bank? That you what you gonna do without my receipts? Okay, you need this shit. Like, as long as my student loans is out here, you gonna be out here.
See, the reason inflation is what it is now.
Probably. Right. I mean, you know, they say everybody at King's Landing is broke. Man, they really ain't showed the people of King's Landing in a long time. Them people, I know they all fucked
they
up.
They wasted all their food throwing it at Cersei.
After that terrorism, I know they can't be happy. The SEP got blown up. The fucking ain't nothing to eat. The The church gone.
They had their own Oklahoma City bombing.
I could see they probably already done turned on her. But I could see, you know, if she ever like goes out, that's why she stays in the castle.
Yeah, she don't come out the Red King.
Right, because they would fuck her up.
Right.
She got the hell.
The mountain.
I mean, the mountain.
If she walk out there with the mountain, ain't nobody gonna do shit. But I'm just saying.
Right. But if she walk out
there. But that don't mean they don't want to.
Right. That don't mean that feeling ain't there now.
We seen how they really felt when she took that shame walk.
Right,
we seen what the real feelings about the queen was,
and that's the thing too. It's titties out there, and you got the nerve to be throwing tomatoes.
Yeah, well, that's what you know. You hate a motherfucker when you be like, I don't care about them titties.
That's what
I'm gonna put
right
shit
down,
in your face. The dude with the shit in the face is way worse than tomatoes.
Right,
like that dude had a whole like strategy he had to go through to get that shit.
No, he's single.
Right. No, he ain't got no. He's sitting there at home with a message board right now, mad as hell at women, leaving bad comments under our YouTube video right now.
Hating ass Terrell.
Right. So then they come inside. Before they go inside, Euron is next to some blonde haired dude whose name is Captain Strickland, who looks like he's straight out of Alt-Right. Like,
now he looked like Cersei type though.
He got a little Jamie
based
in him.
On her cousins
got a little Jamie in him, but I'm just saying he definitely had that alt-rightish, like, you will not replace us.
Citronella smell.
That citronella torch. I marched at Charlottesville. Like, he had that look to him. I'm not saying he is racist, but like, would you be surprised if he was? No,
he voted for Trump.
Right. But because of his economic policies, guys. So Captain Strickland was there, and they show Euron go down into like the, I don't know, whatever the underneath of a ship is called, and he's got our girl Yara in there. She's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And she's tied up, and it doesn't look like she's been tortured or anything like that, but it does look like he has had her captive the whole trip to the fuck get the army and the whole trip back. And she was like, why don't you just kill me and get it over with? And he was like, I'm not gonna kill you, cause then who the fuck I'll talk to? I got an army of mutes out there. Hey, you the only person that's any fun.
Just blowing his breath all in her face the whole time he was talking to her.
Tried to give her some liquor. He's like, you want some of this? She was like, and she wouldn't drink it. And she was like, where are we at? King's Landing? And he was like, yeah. She said,
Right, cause that's their thing. So she probably could figure out what direction they were going in and everything.
Yeah, and I think she was saying, well, she even says like, you picked the wrong side, because I know she wasn't in on the plan either. So she was like, I know the plan is he's supposed to like sell back to the Iron Isles, because he was so scared of the fucking zombies that he saw the White Walker, and it was all a ruse, and he came up with a plan for Cersei where he was gonna go get her army. So basically this nigga was like, we back in King's Landing. And she was like, I fucking knew you was gonna pick the wrong side. Cersei gonna lose, and now you got us out here looking stupid,
and she gonna betray you.
Right.
Dummy, I'm a woman, I know.
And I didn't know, and somebody in chat room said that Cersei took that money she got from Tyrell and she paid the Iron Bank.
Oh, so they paid off?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So they got the debt. They got the money to get the.
They got good credit then. She up in the eights. Okay, right. Then, Cersei, I'll see you.
I mean, you better hope so, because the other thing is the Golden Company, if you don't got the money, they will fucking kill you.
It's a lot of them, too.
Yeah. And it's like 20,000, I think she said. So if she ain't got the numbers to not pay them niggas.
Right.
Anyway, of course, during this conversation with Yara, as this motherfucker Euron is wont to do, she's like, you picked the wrong side, you're gonna lose the war. And he was like, then I'll just take the ships and go back to the Iron Isles. And the main thing I want to do is fuck that queen.
Yes, nigga.
He's a one-track mind.
That's all.
He's trying to give Cersei some dick. And he really just want to fuck a queen. Any one of them will do.
A queen.
He's sailing all around the world for some vagina.
Bruh, he would have helped Daenerys.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm not giving you no sex, and I don't want you to be my king, and you can go ahead and get up out of here. He said, fine, I'll find another queen. He just out here street harassing queens. Hey, bitch. Hey, well, you ain't fine anyway.
On another note, know your worth, king, okay? Mm-hmm. He said he don't want just regular vagina. I only fucks with queens, okay?
I mean, it's ambitious because we know that it's really about power for him.
Right.
You know, now who knows how he planning on doing this, like, after he fucks a queen and gets her pregnant and has, like, is he going to be like, nah, I'm taking over? I don't know. Like, I don't know what his plan is.
I mean, I guess technically once they're married, if that's what happens, he automatically runs things. But if he's just a baby daddy, that's different. And we know Cersei don't care nothing about just having a baby daddy.
No, none of that. But I could see Cersei and Daenerys going, what the fuck? And fucking killing him. Be like, no, I'm not just no any queen is just going to bow down to you.
Yeah, it makes me think he's got another thing up his sleeve.
Right.
That seems so obvious that one of these women is going to be like, you get on my goddamn nerves and just kill him after the war. Right. But
fish breath.
Yeah. But who knows? He seems to think he's in there.
He seen the thing. He walking around like he toting a monster or something. Like he got the sea monster or something.
He walk around there like, I got the magic stick.
Right. my thing is, he don't give off big dick energy to me.
No.
He gives off annoying
dick
energy.
Like he faking it.
He seem like he fucks like white dudes fucking porn.
That aggressive fucking,
yeah,
yes.
It's like, I'm gonna fucking drown you with my dick, bitch. You're like, calm down. Jesus Christ, buddy. Like, how about a little romance first? Stick straight in your ass. Ah, like, what's wrong with you? Oh, Wesley Pipes ass.
Be gentle.
Nigga. So then Euron and Captain Strickland go talk to Cersei. Captain Strickland is like, yo, we got the 20,000 men, got 2,000 horses. And she was like, how about how many elephants? And he was like, you got no elephants? She's like, y'all ain't got no elephants? He's like, yeah, there's no elephants because elephants can't cross the fucking sea on ships over long periods of time. They don't do well. And she's like, oh man, I really want them fucking elephants. I'm like, what the fuck is them elephants gonna do against against dragons? Were they Dumbo elephants?
Those white walking elephants?
When she said that, it made me think about her dad telling her, you're not as smart as you think you are, baby.
Like every character on this show gets humbled at some point. And to me, this felt like a humbling is due for her. Overdue.
Right.
Like, she's been humbled before with the Sept, like, which is another stupid thing she did out of spite. Short-sighted and ended up imprisoning her goddamn self.
Right.
Like, this seems kind of short-sighted, this whole, like, I want to go to war with dragons and I'm gonna bring the elephants. Like, what are the elephants' purpose?
A snack?
Right. If the Night King makes it down, the elephants gonna get killed. And if the fucking dragons make it down, the elephants is done.
Oh, you know, if the Night King get taken, next thing you know, you're gonna have dragons and elephants fucking everybody
right.
up.
Ridiculous. But she was pissed about them goddamn elephants. And then Captain Strickland leaves. She's like, you're welcome anywhere in the King's Landing. No, he was like, all right, Your Grace. And he walks off. But of course,
part, she ain't fucked up.
Right. But of course, Euron stays.
Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you something that you might like, dear. Got a sexy ass body and your ass looks soft. Mind if I touch it and see if it's soft.
And, he can't wait to ask her what that mouth do. In front of, and it was still like her guards. It was like five right. guards in the mountain. And he was talking to her like none of them niggas was there. He's like, okay, but you had promised me some pussy though. And promises was made. And I delivered the troops. I delivered the everything but the elephants. And I just feel like we need to like reciprocate. We need some reciprocation up in here. And she was like, after the war, that was our agreement. And he's like, what was last year's? Okay, our last minutes. Let's just
let's get this over with.
Let's go ahead and get started. And she said, if you want a whore, buy one. You want a queen, earn her. Like she was Olivia Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Earn me. He was like, how? How I'm supposed to earn you? He said, I've given you justice. I gave you an army, the Iron Fleet, and yet you still give me no signs of affection. My heart is nearly broken. I said, now see, people were saying like, oh, she relented, and because she goes to leave, and then she turns around and looks at him kind of like, well, come on then and get you some pussy then. Hurry up. And he's like, you might as well skip through there. He looked the mountain in the face. Yo, you know how fucking hard your dick has to be to look a 7-foot-tall nigga with a blue
face
in the eyes and not be fazed?
Reckless boy.
That's a no-go. I'm like, ooh, you got blue face niggas in? I don't know if I want none of this. This seemed like a problem.
That's been wanting to kill you anyway?
Right. And he really was like, oh, they got blue face niggas in. Anyway, on my way to get some ass and left.
Look, I imagine him when he come back through being like, smell my finger.
Right.
Like he that type of dude.
My question is this though. Oh, not question. My guess is this. I think that he was kind of threatening desertion at that time anyway. Like, when he said my heart is nearly broken sound kind of to me like he was like, I can always take these ships.
And go on
the fuck back to the Iron Isles and leave you to your little petty ass war. I don't have to be here. Why am I staying here? That's how it felt to me. But how did y'all, what'd y'all think about it, Karen?
That makes sense.
What'd you think, Jay? You think his heart was broken or?
Mm-mm.
No, I think he was talking shit and that's part of his game. It's his pimp game, baby.
He do be talking a lot of shit.
And he would leave too.
Oh, he definitely would leave and go find him another queen.
Yeah, she told him in front of, after he said that shit about my heart is nearly broken, she said, you're insolent. I've executed men for less. And he goes, they were lesser men. I was like, oh, that's a good bar. Nobody like Euron, but you gotta give him credit. He got the gift of gab. He be talking that shit. And
hate him in a dice game, right?
Right. And then he looked the mountain on the way to the bedroom. He looked the mountain in the face like the little kid from Baby Boy when Snoop was there. just like, get out of my way, boy. Go ahead with your mama. So Bron, they cut to Bron. He's in the hoe house. He got three hoes, like James Worthy. I don't know.
All the hoes.
Right. And the hoes were talking about how business is falling off after the Lannisters took that L to them dragons.
Right.
They like, yeah, I used to fuck with Tall Will. You remember Will? Yeah, he got burned. They said it was only enough to put him in a bag off the battlefield. And, you know, Bron up there like, ladies, I'm trying to get my dick hard. What's going on?
Listen, Robert Kraft would never stand for a brothel of low quality like that. Where you going to be talking? Upset. Why you giving out hand jobs?
Why are we talking, ladies?
Mm-mm. He would never.
Place this, ladies. Not for my $59 a half hour.
Right?
Robert Kraft would never. But yeah, so it was like, all these customers is all fucked up and stuff. And one dude got his eyelashes burnt. No, his eyebrows burnt. Something like his eyelids burned off. And he can't even sleep at night. And Bron was like, bitches, I'm trying to fuck y'all. What is happening right now?
I shot a dragon. Like, do I need to brag a little?
Right. He's like, you know, I did survive the battle.
Are they looking like, what?
Right,
we don't
you got
believe
business
you.
Right in front of you. Right. What is going on, hoes?
We don't believe you. We don't believe you. You don't look like you was there.
I feel like I would have gave those whores a horrible Yelp rating.
Oh, and somebody bobbed a good point. You don't have Littlefinger there because Littlefinger was keeping a lot of them hoes in line.
Yeah, Littlefinger was on. He was like, no, we do the talking while you suck our dicks. Anyway, I plan to scheme. Excuse me, bitch. I'm getting a lot of law. Can't get those balls. I plan to get the throne through any means. I'm like, yo, this dude is some other shit. But of course, right as he's about to get sex,
I mean, she did hop on and give him what looked like the driest.
She was
of
about
humps.
To. I mean, she was talking. Like they was talking.
Right,
shop.
Just interrupting.
Who wants that sex? Nobody. No one pays for that kind of sex. That Like I said, horrible. Two stars on the Yelp review.
Not even three. One for each.
Half a star. They kept talking.
Two stars. Too much talking.
One for each woman. Come on now.
Minus 2 points for the pox.
yo.
So yeah, they get ready to have sex. It's interrupted by Qyburn because somehow Qyburn is also like Arya. He has the ability to creep up on a nigga from anywhere, making no noise
at all.
He creeped into the entire room though. Bruh, can you knock? Can I get something? This nigga walking in there like, I'm gonna wait till she pull out his dick and, hey man, I got a question. Oh, what? Now that you have blue balls, let's have a talk real quick. And so of course the ladies have to
I
go.
Hope he got a discount on his money back because they didn't put their services was terrible.
First of all, there is never any refunds at a brothel, strip club, or any type
service.
Do
you pay afterwards? I don't know. I don't have a penis.
He just lucky he didn't get Cardi B'd up in there. Okay. you need to just be happy they were some honest prostitutes that night. Okay. It could have been way worse. But nah, the prostitutes go to leave. And, one of them goes over to Clyburn and she's like, you know, I suck Robert Kraft's dick, so if anytime you need to holler at me, let me know.
The wrinklier, the better. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love old balls.
If your dick hang past your balls, I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't mind a few gray hairs.
First of all, old men are quick. They gentle. They don't be up. They don't have you there all night. They just want a sandwich to go to bed. They take you out nice places. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Get holler some at me. Juice.
Mm-hmm. Give you some juice, honey. Mm-hmm. Holler at your girl, okay?
Don't require a lot of maintenance.
I don't want that urine Greyjoy dick. I want some nice, soft, gentle dick. And he said, after she left, he looked at Bron and said, a shame. The pox will take her within a year. I said, Bron said, which one? Not the one my dick was in. Hold up, player. Why you ain't stopping sooner? You could have been creeped in.
I could have got some horse skin, some lamb skin, something. Oh,
Jesus.
Keep me safe.
So then Qyburn basically propositions Bron because he says Cersei got a job. That she wants to make it right that you've been fucked over by her family for so long, because in the past he's been fucked over because he you know, they always go to Lannisters, never they always pay their debts,
right?
But they never pay this nigga. Like he had a keep in a woman. They took that shit
castle.
From him.
He was living the good life,
right? He had to go to Dorne to get poisoned, then he went and fought in this battle, almost died by a dragon. Like, he's like, I just want to fuck three whores in peace.
That's all I ask.
Go back to the Blackwater. And she was like, and the Qyburn was like, no, Cersei isn't like her brother. She gonna pay you up front in gold. I'm talking, it's three chests full of gold right now in a cart out front. All you gotta do is ride off in it. And he's like, well, what the fuck she want done that her army can't do?
Right.
But she needs somebody killed. I hope y'all don't think I'm about to kill the dragon queen, because that bitch is hard to kill. Like, she got dragons, nigga.
Right.
And he's like, Qyburn's like, no, she has another plan for her. I said, Cersei and these plans. I hope it wasn't them elephants.
May have been. You never know.
Yeah, because she used up all the dynamite.
Right. What the fuck is the plan then? So it was like, no, she has another plan for her. And then my man Bron was like, okay, well, who she won't kill. And Qyburn was like, listen, she expects her brothers to die in battle up there, but on the off chance they don't, he pulled out Joffrey's old crossbow. And said she has a poetic sense of justice or some shit. She wants Bronn to kill Jaime and Tyrion with the same crossbow. It used to be Joffrey's.
Yep, and it killed. Isn't that the one that killed dad too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They killed their dad.
So.
And he can't say no.
Of course he can't. He can't say no. Like, that was the thing. My thing is like, okay, so let me ask both of y'all first. Karen, do you think that Bronn is going to go through with killing Jaime and Tyrion if they survive the battle?
Mm-mm.
Jaime, maybe. Not Tyrion.
Okay. I would be surprised if he kills either one of them.
Right. I don't think he's, because his relationship is special with them both in like different ways.
I also feel like
I forgot he did train Jamie. So right. he wouldn't kill Jamie.
I feel like he wouldn't, and I also feel like they would lie and be like, I'll just double your money or some shit like that.
And that's how you know what she's saying is a lie, that Jamie took the castle, because Jamie, they spent a lot of time together training and they became cool.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't, I don't see Jamie doing it.
I wonder if she doesn't know how cool they are, or if she just really expects Bronn to be like a cold-blooded just killer.
She don't know.
Yeah, I think she don't know, because when he was sneaking off and training and stuff, she didn't know anything about that.
Mm. Yeah, because he kept it a secret because he was embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she don't know that they that when he got back being good, who was training him.
Well, he clearly is Bronn, so he took that money, because
that's all he about.
I mean, you get, I'm taking it, even if I'm not following through with the plan.
Like, I won't take the motherfucking money and just keep on pushing, just keep on driving.
Because if you don't take the money, the option is, oh, well, he not part of the team, and right. I'm about to make him disappear like everybody else.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you don't want her to kill you. I mean, it's a Lannister. You just say yes and then hope that they forget.
I hope that they die before they can strike their revenge.
Right. So back in Cersei's bedchamber, they show my man Euron pulling his pants up.
Oh, I'm just being listen, say I can. Hey, I'm known to be a real nasty man. Hey, and they say a close mouth don't get paid, so I don't mind fed. You heard what?
He finally got him some queen vagina.
Finally.
And at first I thought, well, maybe he'll calm down, but like all fuck boys, mm-hmm. he continued to be a fuck boy immediately after, and start asking real fucked up questions like, how do I compare to the fat king?
Insecure much, huh?
Right.
I thought you was gonna put it down. If you put it down, you don't have to ask.
And this is after Cersei
you know,
this is after Cersei was complaining about not getting them elephants again.
Oh, she was mad about them elephants.
She went right back to focus on work.
That's how you know it wasn't no good dick, because she was like, now that he's done, those fucking elephants. Like, you don't want to, if you have sex with somebody and they can't get their mind off of work, I mean, this, how good was the sex?
Her hair wasn't messed up, nothing.
Nothing. She had just changed it to like a regular bathrobe.
She was probably like, oh, you will not be pulling my hair.
She was like, I don't even need to freshen up after this.
Right. I didn't even break a sweat. And he goes, how do I compare to the fat king? And she says, you're insulting my late husband. He said, are you offended? Because he knows she a petty bitch. And she's not. and she says, Robert had a different whore every night and still didn't know his way around a woman's body. And then he's like, and the king slayer? I said, oh!
He tried it, didn't he?
He brought up that incest.
He tried it.
You can't bring up the incest.
But she said she was going to talk about it proudly with Jamie that time. She was like, I don't care, let him find out.
Oh, well, she was trying to convince him.
She told her daddy, like, you don't believe these rumors? You really don't believe these rumors. Like, yes, I'm fucking Jamie. I love him, okay? Mm-hmm. All the kids is his.
Well, Euron thought for some reason that this was a smart line of questioning to present to Cersei, and she was like, you like risking your life, don't you? And he said, yeah, I do, because life is boring. And she was like, you're not boring, I'll give you that. And he said, do I please the queen? And she said, you might be the most arrogant man I ever met. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do y'all think she really liked that, Karen?
No,
you think she's just lying to him?
I do think she liked his cockiness the same way that she liked Jamie's cockiness when they were younger. And you know, Jamie walked around like, yeah, I'm the shit and I kill people for fun
before he lost his hand.
Yep,
that's a good point.
I do think she liked that, but as far as impressed with the sex, I think we clearly see, like, it's like, dude, you showing weakness by asking, trying to compare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Keep staying cock strong, like with your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what we do at the top of things.
Right. I felt like she's just playing him, and same. I don't think she liked it at all. I don't mm-hmm. think she. I think she already got some type of machination for like the day she tells the mountain to like kill this nigga.
Oh yeah, he's good as dead.
Yeah.
He's still not Jamie.
Yeah, but it just, to me, it wasn't genuine. It was because her next sentence was, but now I want to be alone. And I said, yeah, she don't like you, nigga. Get out of here.
And then he talked about putting that seed in her belly, but she rubbed her belly, didn't they? Wasn't she? I thought they was trying to insinuate she was pregnant. She last is. Year.
They were.
Yes.
From
and,
Jamie.
And she said
yeah,
she was.
They were.
Okay.
But
he gonna think it's his.
Before he leaves, he touches her belly and says, "I'm going to put a prince in your belly." And the belly was like that rapper GIF from the battle where he was looking like, "I don't know about that." occupied. But the thing is though, this is another question. Do y'all think she's really pregnant? Karen.
I do.
Justin.
Nah, she drinking all that wine. I don't
she
know.
She drinking a lot of wine for a pregnant woman.
Do you think she care?
Yes.
Yeah, she care about her kids. That's
yes.
the one thing
That's
she care
That's the one
about.
Thing she would give a fuck about is them Lannister seeds. Well, she walking around supposedly with a gut full of incested seed from Jamie. And she was gonna sit up there and drink goblets of wine.
Unless we just assume it's wine and it's really water.
What red water you seen on this show? It's wine. You can tell by how petty she is.
They say the city dirty. Lady Olena used to talk about the stink, how dirty the city was.
Anyway, she's definitely drinking wine.
But no, I don't think she's pregnant because she's drinking that wine.
It's so much wine.
I think she just don't care.
And I wonder if she gonna if she's trying to get pregnant.
And then
it's Jamie's.
The other thing when I noticed in the rewatch when he touched her stomach and walked out, her eyes watered up a little bit when she touched her belly. I don't think it's no baby in there.
Unless she just don't like. I mean, we are thinking like back in the day, they probably did drink wine and have babies at the same time.
But in season, there was another season where she didn't drink. Wasn't it last year where she said she wasn't going to drink wine in front of like Tyrion or something? And he was like, "I noticed you're not drinking that wine." And she was implying like, "Oh, because I'm pregnant." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Oh, shit, she's pregnant. Nigga, she drinking that wine." She went back to drinking the wine, y'all. I won't let this go.
I saw it too. So I you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it.
Something is not right. This feels like one of them fake. This feel like a fake, like love
fake,
and hip hop
pregnancy.
like Mona Scott. Scott somewhere with a camera. Like, we need to get camera crew to King's Landing because we can make something out of love and royalty.
You are not the daddy.
She can do something with this whole like that. That woman's not really pregnant, but let's put it on TV. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So then he leaves. In the harbor, on the boat, some people board the ship and kill all the crew with arrows.
I didn't see that coming. All I was looking and dude just got shot through the back of the head with an arrow. I was like, oh, you just took L for no reason. What's happening here?
They didn't see that coming either.
Yep.
Arrows all through their face.
But you know who is happy? It's them hoes at the brothel. They like, woo, there's some soldiers in town. Finally.
Yep. Well, they lost some customers then. This
yeah, they did.
So Theon slash Reek is leading a boarding party to rescue Yara. He unties her. She gets up, looks him in the eyes, and immediately headbutts the fuck out of this nigga.
Mm-hmm. I would too.
I'm in charge.
I low-key thought she was gonna kill him. I was like, that would be fitting.
Yeah,
you know?
Cause you left me.
Right, cause he fucking swan dived off the side of that ship when she got captured.
Oh no.
Yeah, he was like,
you got to live to fight another day, baby. Come
on. And the dismount. and that was with Euron Greyjoy calling him a bitch of like all kinds of bitches to his face.
Yep.
And he was like, no. And jumped into the motherfucking water.
He can't have no kids, man. He can't have no kids. What you want?
I don't know, but he found a way to. Listen, I always said Theon was a dick, but I never said he didn't have balls. And in this situation, he put him to the test, man. He went and saved Yara. She picked his hand up, like, when she knocked him down, and they go leave. And then Yara's, like, on the boat later. They got three boats. And she's like, I'm going back to the Iron Isles.
Enough of this shit.
She said, well, her thing was. Euron left it unprotected, trying to chase after Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
So we could take our island back. And also, in case the shit at the wall don't go right and Winterfell falls, Daenerys, who they're loyal to, is going to need some place to go where the zombies can't go.
Right, because they don't cross water.
Right, and the Iron Isles will be that place for her where she can just, like, go and chill there and be okay.
I mean, we think they don't cross water, but they did go in the water to get that dragon.
Yeah, I guess it's different than crossing the sea, in their opinion, or something. Because I know at Hard Home, they had that episode mm-hmm. where the only way they could escape was by fucking getting on them boats, and that's the only way they live.
Tell me.
Yeah.
They pulled it out of the water. They didn't go into the water, did they?
No, they didn't. They put chains on it and pulled right. it out. But, I mean, even if they did go in that water, I think that's different than crossing the fucking sea. Like,
yeah.
One's like a lake, and one's a sea, you know what I mean?
I forgot about that with Hard Home when John went there to get that dragon glass.
Them stuff. Niggas barely got out of there. And it's like, I mean, I hate to say it, guys, but they might as well have been Black Walkers that day. They couldn't swim. I'm sorry. I had to go there, guys. All right. Now take some of those mean comments off of our YouTube video. See, we make racist jokes too.
And all you blacks, go learn how to swim.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, I said it. I'm light skinned and I said it.
Someone said they should let y'all do DVD commentary for the I was like, that is, HBO don't want that smoke. Do I even want to get canceled?
We gonna get canceled.
We lucky enough people, not enough people listening to this as is.
Right?
I don't need y'all holding this against me. Anyway, man. So she's going back and then she tells Theon, cause she can tell that this nigga is really hurt that he can't go play with his friends in the snow, and she's like, you really want to go out there and fight them White Walkers with the Starks, don't you? And he's like, yes, but you're my queen, I'll go where you command. And she said, nah, go ahead and go to the Starks and help them fight.
Like, ain't no reason in keeping you here.
What is dead may never die, but you need to try to kill them motherfuckers, because like them dead motherfuckers is do something, okay?
Hey, and he got one good mission, and he now all of a sudden he want to go around fighting everybody again.
He bro. Better not get up there and do no coward shit. I know that much.
But what else he gonna do?
Right.
You got one good mission in you.
He got one superpower, being a goddamn coward. He better not get up there and get in a 50-50 situation. He better go up there and die, Justin.
He better go up there and give his life.
Go ahead, Karen. If it's one thing he know how to do though, is run.
Yeah, that's how he survived. But I think if he runs from some of them, I think they'll fuck him up.
He was loyal to Sansa, which is the only reason I forgave that nigga a little bit, was because he was willing to die for Sansa out there in that snow. I said, this nigga about to get killed. He can't fight nobody. Like, if Ramsay come around this corner, he might as well just kill himself. And motherfucking, he just got lucky.
He's lucky Ramsay enjoyed torturing the fuck out of him.
Right. Then he jumped off that boat. I said, now see, that's the Theon we know. That's our boy right there.
And how prepared is he to apologize? Because he's back in Winterfell, and I know he saved Sansa, but Arya don't forget shit.
Right.
Sir, you tried to kill her little brothers.
And you did kill them other kids.
Right.
I never forget that he killed them kids.
So I don't know what type of reception he think about to happen, but good luck.
Right.
They are, because Daenerys, Danny can't save you but so much. They halfway fucking with her up there right now. Like, the only thing keeping them off Danny's ass is them dragons.
Right. So that's everything in King's Landing. Let's get to the big one, Winterfell. That's the major one, guys. So in Winterfell, we get like this, we follow this little white boy running through all the broke people who are lying in the streets trying to get a glimpse of the incoming army of Daenerys processing into the kingdom. It's a stark contrast, no pun intended. It's white people on the sideline from the cold looking at all these brown and black Dothraki and Unsullied marching through the streets. It felt like they were gonna be upset with them for trying to integrate a school. Like,
I legit thought about Django when Samuel L. Jackson came out. I said, it's a nigga on the horse.
Hey, listen, I'm getting to that part, but this is just before they even show characters we love and know. When they just showing regular Dothrakis and shit, it looked like they was like, where are the water hoses? This is how it starts. That's how
nobody told us they were gonna bring the darkest.
Right. Winterfell are like, we need help, but not this much help, okay?
We do have our standards.
Maybe we can give them some old textbooks and put them in their own part of town. The acting in this scene left a little to be desired for me. No offense to the people that do Game of Thrones. I'll do a great job. But all them black people, nobody cold. That shit, it was like a playing an away game at Green Bay late in the season. Like, somebody should have been in that motherfucker with like two coats on, like, you got to be goddamn crazy. They was just marching through like, we good, we don't give a fuck about being cold. I don't know, at least the Dothraki would have been up there like, what's up, what is this ice water shit on the ground?
But ain't that supposed to be hard?
I mean, they complained, I mean, before they had to head that direction.
Karen, yeah. I done seen the hardest man get shaken by the cold. They don't, you can be a stone cold killer, cold is cold. If you're a stone cold killer from Florida and you go your ass up to Wisconsin, you gonna be a cold stone blood. Like, you gonna be cold as fuck and a murderer.
They definitely prepared, they definitely had the coats. Like, they definitely was like, look, you need like triple lamb, okay?
Dothraki ain't had their hair, no protective style. Nothing.
Now, you got the ponytails hang out now. You can't be hiding the ponytails.
I mean, we ain't cut the Masande and she ain't have her hair wrapped up like, woo! Woo, I gotta put one of these slaps on my head. These motherfuckers are crazy.
Free ain't as free as it look, I guess.
I guess not.
Still can't get the good coat.
Mm-mm-mm. So,
can't get a head wrap.
So then the scene, the other thing about this scene is it parallels to the first scene from season one, which is, well, not the first scene, but one of the first scenes where, it's Cersei and King Robert coming into Winterfell. So there's this other part that's imprinted in the DNA of these Winterfellians that a southern fucking queen and king come, you know, queen coming into your motherfucking house is not historically very good for y'all. Mm-mm. Like, when these motherfuckers come up north, it's always some shit about to pop off. Last time Bran ended up in a wheelchair,
right?
And then y'all never seen Ned again. Like, you know, there's a lot of distrust going on. So then Arya's in the crowd and she looked on and seen John and Danny and she smiled because they were on horseback next to each other. It looked like John was with his side chick, though, because John never took his eyes off of straight in front of him. He didn't make eye contact with not nine person. And for a second, Danny tried to make eye contact with John, and John kept looking forward. I said, he looked like Kevin Hart coming out of a hotel room.
Because he looked ashamed, like, damn, I done let my supposed to get with one of these women from the north. I keep fucking with all the wrong women. First, I got me a woman from over on the other side of the wall, one of them wildlings. Now here I am getting with this dragon woman.
I think it's bigger than that. I think that he bought her there as their queen, and he was supposed to be king of the north. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he not king of the north no more.
Think he was nervous?
Yeah, no, people looking like, who is this bitch?
He was on that horse like, they ain't gonna like this shit. They ain't gonna like this. They ain't gonna like when I tell these niggas when I tell these niggas I bent this knee. Like, that's how he looked at me. It was some good acting. Cause this, like, you can see it in his face. He was just looking like, man, let's just get this shit over with. And Danny over there trying, like, oh, trying to show people. He like, nope, bitch, don't look at me.
He looking like, don't you see the looks on their faces? This ain't gonna be good.
Now, like, what do you think about them making Arya smile like that?
I'm not done.
Okay, which is something we hadn't seen.
Well, Arya smiled before. That's bullshit. Arya has smiled before.
After killing people, yes, but I'm talking about those smiles don't count. Nah, this is a different type of happiness.
I mean, no, but she hadn't seen him in forever.
She smiled when she saw Hot Pie again. Mm-hmm. She smiles when she see, like, she's a psychopath.
Right.
But that does not mean that she does not experience joy, Justin. She smiled. She smiled since then. She smiled when she met Brienne and they had that little one-on-one. Like, she finds fun when she finds her fun, okay? Mm-hmm. But anyway, they show her smile at John and them. Then she see the Hound smile gone. She like, I need to update my list. This motherfucker done slid off the list. Mm-hmm. I thought he was dead.
I forgot about him. I crossed his name off.
Right.
Nah,
she left him to die.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
After she did something else.
Perfect. Right. She was like, I crossed him off the list.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so then, as all the white people are looking and being like, I hope these motherfuckers ain't trying to sit at my lunch counter. She also sees the Hound and then Gendry.
Mm-hmm.
Smile again.
And she smiled again. She smiled when she seen Gendry.
That was a different type of smile.
It wasn't the same as that John smile, was it?
Nope.
She smiled like, yeah.
Now, how old is Arya?
So on the show, I think she's supposed to be like 20, 21.
Okay.
In real life, she's 22.
Okay, I know she like, I would say a late teenager.
Well, I was gonna say, well, even at 15, I know that's marrying age on the show.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into that though, because I don't think the show keeps to those rules. Like in the book, a lot of these characters are much younger, but on the show, they've aged them all up. So,
because even Sansa, when they raped her, like she was still a child.
She
should have still been a child.
I mean that's even worse. Let's not get into the semantics of that. So anyway, they aged them all up. Like Rob was supposed to be a kid when he died. Rob was like on the show, he's played by a grown ass man. So I think they do that all the time because of our American sensibilities and shit too. Like they don't want to be too accurate. I mean, and I don't want it to be too accurate,
right?
Like, I won't be like, look at this 14-year-old about to get married to this grown man, just like the old days. Like, I'm like, no, we can do some new days shit up in here. Tyrion and Varys are in the car, and Tyrion says, like, man, you lucky today, man. At least you don't have balls to freeze off. And then Varys did that thing where he tried to disarm him with some empathy, where he was like, why are you always picking on me, man, huh? How come it's okay for you to make eunuch jokes, but then you get mad when people make dwarf jokes? And he was like, because I have balls and you don't. I was like, Varys would smack the shit out of him. I'll be okay with it at that moment. If he just smack the shit out of him and be like, boy, I done told you. That's what I'm waiting on, is Varys to flex one time. Because Varys always be super calm with his arms all in his sleeves.
But we know he vengeful.
Oh, for sure.
Because we know he patient with his revenge too. Because they showed it that one time.
I mean, he made that whole little thing about taking the throne and how just need chaos and all. Chaos is a ladder. I said, this is a scheming ass nigga. I would never play spades with him. Fuck around. You think you playing spades? You get done. He got your credit report. You're like, what?
How did you get this?
What this got to do with spades? I don't know, but you have below 700. I just took two houses out in your name. So then they go in and before they even get in, they cut to Missandei and Grey Worm, and them white people looked at them so hard. Why was they looking at them like, what are them niggas doing on that horse? Why was they looking at them that hard?
Never seen it before.
Who gave you the right to get on that horse?
They never seen it before. They never been out of Dixie. Okay?
Like, they was cool with the marching niggas, like, at least they're on foot, like me.
Ah.
But they seen them two black people on their horse, they said, these bitches got jobs.
They never been out of Kentucky, okay?
Real jobs?
Who gave these niggas jobs?
Taking all the
y'all
jobs.
Can tell somebody what to do?
Is this what affirmative action did?
Right. That shit felt real racist. But then they had like a little black moment in there, like you see Missandei and Grey Worm look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Them crackers.
That's what they I said. They had that look at each other like,
some ain't right here.
Them crackers.
That's exactly, like, I could feel the rage. Mm-hmm. Inside.
It was like, is this Boston? Where are we? What's going on around here?
She like, now see, this is why we don't, this is why Anthony Davis won't come to this city.
I mean, that's a sense of right from wrong. They know it's wrong to steal and burn down a CVS and an old person's home. I mean, come on.
Come on. So calling them thugs, call them niggas. Just call them niggas.
That's how I felt. Just call them niggas. Too bad they don't have a word for it in this realm, because it felt that way. Like, y'all mad as hell at all these other people on horses. Y'all wait till you get to these niggas and be like, look at this shit, though. Look at this shit.
They got a word. It's called the unsullied.
So, that can't be. That doesn't even make sense as a slang, as a hate word. Mm-mm.
Does niggas make sense? But they came up with it.
The sullied makes sense. The unsullied makes no sense. Oh, the not dirties? That doesn't make no sense. Anyway. So then, John tells Danny, like, see, they don't trust outsiders out here. And then she's like, that's fine. And then she had them dragons fly overhead. And I said, weird flex, but okay. She flexed on the niggas with the dragons. Yep. Everybody fell back against the wall like, oh, shit, it's the dragons. And then, except Arya ran up to the, she was like, ooh, dragons.
And Danny flexed on them more ways than one. Did you see her coat?
Yes.
Now, she's always been fashionable.
She had the finest of furs.
I think that's her riding coat from last year when she saved John's ass at that lake. Like, she stays with the fashions.
Mm-hmm. She showed up with her winter white. Right. Okay,
I guess Masandi is her stylist or something.
Of course, picking out her wardrobe.
She stays with all the trends. Okay, but yeah,
your favorite could never not a dragon and a white coat.
Come on now, that's why Cersei can't come.
And
it
stay clean.
Cersei knows she ain't got no fits.
No, she don't.
She's like, I'm not dripping no sauce for this. So yeah, she was looking at John like, yo, you need to step your game up. Like, my coach.
Anytime I step out, I'm popping flavor, I'm dripping sauce. They already know I'm coming through, shutting it down. I just want my man to be a reflection of that. Like, can he be the Kanye to my Kim?
Come on now.
Come on, John.
You see me?
But I popped flavor and I dripped salt.
Come on, Lil John. You got them boys with you.
Come on now.
Get them to get you a suit tailored or something.
Come on. Can you at least?
Can he be the Kanye to my Kim?
Okay. I got white. You got on dark black. Like, come on. Even J&B be matching better than this. But yeah, so they get, he says they don't trust the Northerners, and then the dragons fly overhead. And Arya sees him and smiles, and then the cat in the castle, Sansa sees him, but she don't look afraid. Yep. Like, I love that look. She had that look on her face, like, so there them niggas go.
I mean, Sansa did survive your boy.
Mm-hmm. Ramsay. And Joffrey.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, she done been through some shit.
She's like,
old crazy woman up there with the Liza. Boy who sucked on her titty till he was 25.
Yep, she survived her too, through the moon door.
Yep.
I mean, she stayed, Littlefinger, she stayed surviving the worst schemers on here.
Yeah, I think for Sansa, her big turn for me was when she walked down those stairs in that black dress. Ever since then, it's mm-hmm. been, I mean, because it was a slow turn, but that's when it was a harder turn.
That's when we knew she was playing the game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had that look on her face like Cam Newton on the sideline at time. Like, oh, dragons? Okay. And then she just nodded her head yes and went to the bench to get her helmet. So, I'm going to pause real quick. All right, so let me speed up a little bit. I know we're taking our sweet-ass time. John reunites with Bran. He don't know that Bran is Jaden Smith now. So he's like, Bran, look at you. You're a man. And he's like, almost. He's like, what? What does that mean? And I love that when he looked at Bran, like, that was some weird shit to say. Sansa kind of looked at him like, yeah, he's weird now. Like, she kind of smiled like, yeah, that's how it's been.
Mental health is real, people. Get help, mm-hmm. okay? Don't just ignore your relatives and just let them sit over in the corner.
Here's
doing
my
whatever
question.
They want to do.
Here's the question I had, though, before the show started. I thought about it. Do y'all think Bran could warg a dragon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. I don't know why they didn't cross my mind to this episode. I was like, y'all bet that nigga could control one of them dragons. He could be a beast in battle.
I think the issue is, can he control the Nightwalkers, though? Because remember, him and the Nightwalker was sharing, the Night King was sharing visions.
Right.
And it's like,
every time he used a vision, the Night King know where he at.
Yep. So I don't know if that means he can control the Night King, can control any of those people.
But every time he tried to do that shit, the Night King come get him. Like, yep. The Night King can see him in them visions, and he be like, and I know where you at in real life, I'm gonna come kill you. So I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Something with him and that Night King. But it made me think about, could he warg a dragon? Because I was like, he can warg animals, he can warg stupid people. Yo, warging a dragon would be some dope shit.
And the I know he didn't get all the proper training he needed, but I guess he's been practicing on his own. And maybe Tarly Samwell been reading them books, telling him, like, look, so you just need to do up, left, right, BABA, select, start, and you can start doing these things, right? Like, I don't know.
I don't think so, man, because mm-hmm. I don't think it's documented mm-hmm. like that. Samwell reading some other shit, but mm-hmm. my thing is, I don't think he even get into practice, because remember, when he used it, the fucking Night King know where he at. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I think the last time we see him use it was to see John's birth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I wonder, like, yeah, I don't know, man. That's a good question, though, because if he get more powerful and he's practicing, I think they would show us.
It's got to be in one of the books. Like, it's, they got everything else in the books.
Here we go with the fake news, the facts.
Nah, yeah. They've had everything else in Sam's book so far. I have to believe that.
In Sam's books.
Yeah.
From the library.
Yeah.
Depends on which ones he stole.
I don't know if it's...
I don't think that
that he doing is book knowledge.
Like, me either.
I don't even think them people that write them books believe in that
shit. Well, that's the thing. They didn't believe in it. They thought all that stuff was lies. But someone at some point wrote it down and kept passing it down. They just stopped believing in it because they never saw it in their lifetime. Kind of like some white people who don't believe slavery is it.
Right. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm not going to say you're wrong because sometimes you call things on this show that I can't see. And then later I'm like, only Justin could have seen that. So maybe it is in one of those books. The thing I was going to say is later in this episode, Sam said something where he's like, I got my books and Bran got whatever he got, as if they don't cross over. Like, it's not like my books aren't informing me to help him. It's he got some other shit to figure out how he does things, and I got these books.
It's a library. I don't know. It's a big library. Because what was the other maester that when he was up on the wall?
I forget his name.
Like that dude, like Sam learned a lot about the Nightwalkers during it, the White Walkers.
That's true.
That time.
You know, you might be right. Like I said, Justin. So, Stranger things are happening.
Hopefully,
this
they combine powers. Hopefully, they don't kill Sam before he's able to do something great.
Sam gotta go.
Aw, damn.
He was getting in the way this episode. We'll get to that. All right. So he asked.
I really.
Okay, hurry up, man. Forget them people. Let's go. Arya says. John asks where's Arya. Sansa says lurking somewhere, because that's what she do now, lurking murder people.
Well, right. That whole family having a mental health crisis.
John introduces Danny to Sansa, and look, there's two looks in this scene that took me out. Mm-hmm. The one, the way Sansa look at Danny, everybody saw that when everyone knew how shady it was. It was definitely like, have you been watching Pose? Like, like, did the actress that played Sansa watch Pose in the off season? Was like, oh, so that is shade. Oh, that's what we're trying to deliver. Because she looked her up and down like, this bitch. Mm-hmm. It spoke, and then was like, Winterfell is yours, Your Grace. So her words didn't match her face right. Said, bitch, don't you ever come up in my house. Looking fast, like she had that look.
You need to go wash.
Like, okay. Whose white girl is this at the cookout?
Mm-hmm. And wash your damn feet off.
Right. Who brought this potato salad with the raisins in it? Who is this? Who she with? Whose man's is this? But for her,
and then you got the nerve to double park.
Right. But her words were. But her words were, welcome to the cookout. Go and get your plate. But the second look that I didn't see people talking about. Was little Lyanna Mormont.
Yo, her face, bruh. Yes, I did.
I think she might be inhabited by the ghost of a 90-year-old black woman. It's the only way to make sense.
She looked like, what the hell is this?
I said she about to throw hands.
Right.
I just knew she was ready to throw hands.
It's just like a 90-year-old, like, black woman from Georgia spirit is just stuck in this little white girl.
I knew. I said, you know what? She's been around grown people too long. Okay? You need to take your ass and play outside with the kids. Okay?
Her face. Oh my gosh. She looked like somebody. She looked like, what are you doing at my house?
Yes, Olivia. Olena's true daughter.
Oh my God. But yeah. So the exchange actually goes, Danny, thank you for inviting us to your home, Lady Stark. The North is as beautiful as your brother claimed, as are you.
Lies.
And then Sansa said, Winterfell is yours, Your Grace. Mm-hmm. And Danny picked up on the shade. It was like, oh, this bitch don't like me. Okay.
Like I just lied and said you had a nice house. Mm-hmm. It's looking dusty. Mm-hmm. Can you get some paint? Can you get some curtains?
Yo, what's funny, though, is Winterfell looked better than ever. What happened?
I mean, they did have to do some repairs.
Yeah, but they must have got them done, dog, while he was gone, because this shit looked fresh. Mm-hmm. Like, it looked like the motherfucking, it looked like the opening credits. Like, I remember when that shit was bombed out and depleted. Mm-hmm. Like, you remember that when, after it got taken over, like, Theon people fucked it up. Then you had the Battle of the Bastards and shit. Like, I thought it was just going to stay fucked up. But apparently they have had some renovations.
Them HOA fees finally, you know, they finally kicked in. They did what they were supposed to do.
I expected Daenerys to get off of her horse and walk through town.
Ooh, out the ghetto.
But no, it was nice. It was very nice. So then Brand interrupts everybody and is like, hey man, let's wrap this shit up, dog. We don't got time for all this shade, whatever little personal shit y'all got going on.
This don't mean nothing.
Yeah. And Danny looked at him because I don't know if she's seen him have the gift in person or if John's really told her about the gift and all this
John
shit.
John don't really even know or understand.
Right. Because she looked at him like, whose little child is this? He said, the Night King has your dragon. He's one of them now. The wall is falling. The dead march south. I binge watched all the season 1 through 7. And we only get 6 episodes this season. I don't know if y'all know. We get 6 episodes. We don't have time for this shit.
Speed this shit up.
Let's go inside and have a talk. And they all went and talked.
The only time he left that spot.
Right? Said, somebody push me inside. This is some bullshit.
Hold on.
So then they go into a conference meeting. And Sansa asks the littlest Umber, when will the rest of the Umbers be arriving? He says they need more horses and wagons to get to Winterfell. And she's like, you'll have as many horses and wagons as we can spare. And he's like, thank you. If it please my lady and my lord and my queen.
He was so confused.
It's like he was like, he took a test and didn't have none of the answers.
Those people didn't prep him at all.
Nope.
But you know what? He's still gonna get into Stanford, dog. Hey. He's still getting into USC, okay?
They gonna take care of him.
He don't have nothing to worry about.
Nothing.
And then Jon Snow says, yo, we need to send Raven to the Night's Watch. Tell them niggas to come on. Fuck Castle Black. We making us the last day at Winterfell. Come, tell them to come through. And this dude's like, at once, my grace. And finally, little Lady Mormont, who has been looking hot the entire time, mad as fuck the entire time,
hand never left her sword.
Listen, she had been sitting up there disgusted with all the proceedings,
looking like, who farted? Okay, right. Which one of y'all did not excuse yourself?
She finally stood up and was like, may I speak to a manager? Okay. I don't know what is happening right now. I was told by AppleCare we had a king.
Yeah, this is some bullshit.
And so after the dude said, at once, your grace, she got up and was like, your grace? But you're not your grace, are you? You left Winterfell and came back you left Winterfell a king and came back I'm not sure what you are now. A lord? Nothing at all?
Disgusted.
Dog, didn't you feel like she was gonna call him a bitch?
Yes.
Like, you left a king, you came back a little. You know what? I'm not even gonna say it. But y'all know what I'm thinking. Y'all know my heart. She said that in front of everybody. It was quiet as everybody respect that little girl.
Yep.
Nobody was like, sit your little ass down. It was like, she said what she said.
Mm-hmm. A child needs to stay in a child's. What?
You might get fucked up.
And everybody at that table, Danny, John, and Sansa, had the same look on their face. Surprise.
Okay. Now
that's
just taking the table.
Because she was. John said it's not important. He tried to play her off like, like it don't even, titles, what does that matter right now? She said, not important. We named you King of the North.
Come on.
Then we don't get a title out lightly.
Right.
I will take my men and go the fuck back home.
Right. I lost men supporting you.
Right. Me and my 12 more months who fight like 10 men, we'll fucking get the fuck out of here, dog. And so he said, you did, my lady. It's the honor of my life. I'll always be grateful for your faith. Mm-mm. But when I left Winterfell, I told you we needed allies or we'd die. I brought those allies north to fight alongside us. I had a choice, keep my crown or protect the north. I chose the north.
Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Right.
Okay. Gratefulness, grateful my ass. You should have been home.
Little Lady Mormont looked like, look, Lyanna looked like she was about 30 seconds from being like, you fucking her, ain't you? Did she? She had that look on her face like, nah.
Show me them DLs.
Right.
Show me the messages.
Something ain't right. You came up in here with a mistress, with a Lamborghini. You supposed to be managing the show for Wendy Williams. And now look at you.
Hey, give me your phone.
Right.
Give me your phone.
Somebody check his account. And then Sansa, then Tyrion got up. Tyrion, you in Winterfell. You a Lannister. He like, I can speak to him. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Winterfellians. we brought two full grown ass dragons all the way here to the north.
We don't give a fuck what you bought. Boo, boo, boo this man, boo.
They did.
Right, they look popcorn. Like, who is you?
They're throwing popcorn.
Right.
They was like, wasn't you about to die not too, a few seasons ago?
Boy, you killed your nephew, okay?
Right. But yeah, they got him up out of the paint, man. He was like, we got some, two full grown dragons.
They did him like Showtime at the Apollo. He might as well went up there and did some tap dance. And they was like, boo this man.
Right. He's like, and the Lannister army is on the way. Now I know our people haven't always got along, but
I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
Now, come on. You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen them.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No. No, I can't say I have. I didn't think so.
Boo this man!
So after he gets booed, and sits his ass down.
Right.
Sansa is like, may I ask how we supposed to feed all these niggas?
Because my food costs just went through the roof.
Right. She's like, I got enough food to last us through the winter, but I didn't account for all these niggas in this army and two full grown ass dragons. What do dragons even eat? And then Daenerys is like, whatever they want.
She couldn't wait. She couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait to say it.
Couldn't wait to humble brag.
But here's my thing, though. As much as I'm Team Sansa, she was being so petty here, she did look stupid. You knew this nigga was coming back with soldiers. You can't be like, oh, you actually brought them? Shit.
You had all this time.
We gotta feed them now, John.
You up here making the place look good, decorating, right. Getting blinds. Right. We're putting new doorknobs
vacuum
on them,
cleaning and shit.
Changing the locks.
Dusting.
You can't host Thanksgiving dinner and be like, oh, y'all was gonna eat? I thought y'all was just coming to hang out.
So I should have got turkey and a ham.
Yo, I thought y'all just wanted to watch the game. Okay, Cowboys go off at 4, y'all go get y'all something to eat. Like, nah, man, she was being so petty, I was like, that just make it seem like you short-sighted. That was, she couldn't resist herself. Mm-hmm. Gendry unpacks all the dragon glass that they mined from the caves, and on the stoop, Tyrion asked Sansa to go speak. He won't speak with her alone. And let me tell you something. This is the most consistent thing on this show right now. If you go on the Sansa stoop, you are about to get served. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
It's 227. Okay.
Talk to her somewhere else. Okay? But that stoop is her servant stoop. Okay? She is up there like, oh, I'm glad. I wanted to talk to you too. Like, she's never surprised.
Which is crazy though, because Tyrion really, while the whole time they was together, I know she never trusted Tyrion to a certain degree. Tyrion really just only tried to look out for her. He even had Shay really was like, look, take care of Sansa, make sure she okay, and I'm sleeping on the floor.
She trusted him enough because he was trying to protect her,
like, to survive.
Right. She trusted him enough, like, more than the other Lannisters, but she knew he couldn't protect her.
Right. Yeah.
End of the day, you're an enemy in your own house. Fuck you gonna do for me, you know? But anyway, he's like, Lady of Winterfell has a nice ring to it. And she said, so does Hand of the Queen. Depends on the queen. And he said, last time we spoke was at Joffrey's wedding. Miserable affair. And she's like, it had its moments.
Something good did happen out of it.
She, listen, serving them. And then Tyrion's like, well, you know, my wife leaving seconds after the king was murdered kind of was a bad look for me. And she said, you survived. And he said, well, she went to walk off. He's like, many people underestimated you. Most of them are dead. You know, you're right to be scared of Cersei and the Lannister army coming north, but she's really like trying to help us this time. And Sansa almost lashes like,
you do, he looks like, do you really believe her?
she said, so you think your sister, Cersei, is sending an army to the north to fight for you? And he was like, she has something to live for now. talking about that fake baby. And she was like, I used to think you were the cleverest man alive. And then she left. Don't go up on her reading stoop. What are you doing? Just let her do her thing.
She's gonna novel. Take a break and she keep getting interrupted.
It's not a short story. It's a novel up there.
It's a novel every time. Okay? Chapters and chapters, verse upon verse. Prose and poems. Everything. Don't go up on her reading stoop. How many niggas gotta get read to filth? Oh my God.
This is a series too, okay? It's a series of novels.
I'd love to see Lana Mormont go up there. That's the only person I want to see have a stoop off with her, because they both be shading the fuck out of people. So then John and Arya have a reunion by the tree. He's like, how you sneak up on me? She's like, nigga, I sneak now. How you survive a stab to the heart? He was like, I didn't. I died. What's up, my nigga? You know? Oh man,
that was a dope ass scene.
Yeah, and then she showed John Needle. He pulled out long claws, like, oh shit, you got like he's like, have you ever had to use that thing? She was like, once or twice.
I mean, technically she telling the truth. The rest of the time she was poisoning and using that other little sword
and baking and shit.
Well, yep. it's like asking a woman how many people she slept with. You don't even want to know the truth.
You don't.
That's your little sister, man. You shouldn't even be asking her questions like that. She's like, once or twice I had to, you know, kill a nigga.
I've been busy taking a few home ec courses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going through, one time I cut my hair, you know, just, I wasn't sure what I was going, you know, identity crisis, I didn't know.
Meanwhile, she got like a whole Pornhub, like, secret account. You don't know? Don't ask. Don't ask. You don't want to know the answer. So then he asked her why you didn't help me with Sansa early. I could have used your help influencing her. And he said, Sansa thinks she's smarter than everybody else. And my girl, this is the part that really, I was ready to cry, man. Arya said, Sansa is the smartest person I've ever met. She defended our family. And I said, you agenda having low bottom hating motherfuckers. Arya is in the Sansa hive. So now what?
She is.
Now I don't want to hear this hate between, oh, now you got to pick one of the up. Arya is with us.
They made up.
Right.
Because Sansa, and especially when they was beefing and Littlefinger was around, and you know, y'all was like, oh, she gonna kill Arya. Arya gonna kill her. It's like, Arya recognized what her sister had to go through dealing with Joffrey and all them other things. She's just doing what she had to do to survive.
She said, listen, Sansa is my Harry Tubman. Okay? She is out here trying to help me out. Okay.
Yeah, and we really don't know. Like, they talk to each other with stuff a little, but we don't really know the conversation they had, and who knows what they shared with each other. Like, we don't really know, like, what words were exchanged.
Oh, they had a good cry together.
For her to come to the conclusion that she's very intelligent.
Right.
I'm with you, Karen. They had a good cry.
Yeah, and then John, he's like, but what about my opinion?
So what do you suggest?
I suggest you just keep playing, man, and don't worry about what goes on at the top of things.
Get with your little woman, your little blonde haired friend. You know, take her out back, have a little fun or whatever. But don't forget who your family is.
Yep. Okay. He says, I'm your family too. And then she hugged him and said, don't forget that.
That's right.
And that felt like a threat.
It felt like West Side, bitch. And it's only one way in, and it's only one way out.
She hugged him and said, gang, gang.
She did, like, you cross us, I will fuck you up.
Then the car, and that's interesting though, because we know that John not really their family.
Yep.
But she still hit him with the, yeah, don't go after chasing after this dragon woman and lose everything.
Don't forget who your family is.
Okay.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
You don't want to make an enemy.
You sure don't. Not with her.
The car stocks arrive to Winterfell. Varys, Davos, and Tyrion have an old man discussion about the North being loyal to Jon. Davos is all like, they're stubborn and all this shit, and they really believe in Jon. That's where their loyalty is. It's not to Dany, and Dany has to earn it. And then Tyrion's like, you sound like you're trying to propose something. And he's like, that's exactly what I'm proposing. A proposal. Basically, they think Dany and John should get married so that they can have a just union, two honorable people ruling over Westeros.
This sounds lovely in theory.
Mm-hmm. 1.5 honorable people, kind of. Daddy has her days, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk about this next moment, it's got me sad.
Yeah. And we see Danny and John in the background cupcaking, and Varys says the realest shit ever. He's like, John and Danny don't want to listen to our lonely old asses. Tyrion's right. Like, I'm not that old. And he said, and then Davos like, well, they respect us. And he said, Varys like, respect is how the young keep us at distance so that we don't remind them of an unpleasant truth. And they're like, what's that? Nothing lasts.
Right.
I thought that shit was so deep. Varys Hilton up there.
For a dude who learned how to read in his 50s, like, that's, like, he really is a smart person to have on your team.
Well, Varys was the one that said that, but the one who came up with the proposal was Davos. And, yeah,
Davos pretty good, too.
Yeah, both of them was smarter than you think, you know? Although, I feel like if somebody's snitching, it's one of them three, right? Like, if somebody is snitching, it's one of them niggas that's up there in everybody's business. All them niggas stay in people's business. So then Danny,
Varys don't want the little birds.
I think Qyburn got his birds now.
He does.
Yeah, Varys Hilton knows some new shit.
He had to turn his internet off.
Yeah. Qyburn got them birds.
Mm-hmm. He fucked around and had to disconnect his service.
Danny says Sansa doesn't like her to John, and John says she doesn't know you and she ain't like me either when we was kids. And then this was the part where my ears perked up, because Danny was like, she doesn't need to be my friend, but I am her queen, and if she doesn't respect me, and it got cut off.
I was about, oh, it's about to get ugly.
She stayed throwing out she a queen. Do you have to continue to tell people you're a real queen?
Didn't this feel like bringing the new chick to Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Yep.
It felt like that, right? Like she was going to his home for the first time, and she was like, your mama don't like me. You know, like, and you're like, I know, baby, just give us some time to get used to you. Well, if that bitch don't, whoa, did you just call my mama a bitch?
Yep.
Like, that's it felt like it was coming there, and then it just stopped because the Dothraki came over.
If she want to see her grandkids, then right. she better fall in line.
Right. I would hate to think that she can't come to the hospital on the day of the birth. I would hate that she would do that to herself.
She won't be at the wedding either.
Right. Baby, I'm just trying to, just let me talk to her. You need to talk to that bitch. Don't call my mama a bitch no more. Now you keep calling my mama a bitch, it's going to be a problem. But yeah, so then she ends up getting interrupted by the Dothraki. They like, yo, the fucking dragons ain't eating. And she's like, let's go see the dragons. So they fucking ride out to see the dragons.
But what they told her how much they was eating too. I was like, that ain't enough.
They said,
damn.
They said the dragons only ate 18 goats and 11 sheep. I said, nigga, that is somebody's lifestyle.
Right, like
somebody whole farm done.
You just said you don't have enough for this army. They ate the army food right there.
Right, and so then she says that's not a lot. John and Danny go off to find the dragons. They get on the dragons. Long story short, they go dragon riding. Now I won't lie, this scene felt so out of place in this serious ass show. They was like whipping, this is the kind of vacation I imagine Jay-Z and Beyonce have. Was like, now that we down on this deserted island we bought, let's get our dragons out and go dragon riding. That'll be a good time.
Yeah, riding just all through town and everything. Looking like Meek Mill on his dirt bike. Like, you know, that's right. Kind of good look for you, right?
Right. And it was like romantic dragon riding. Felt very much like that scene out of Aladdin when it was on that carpet.
Now let me ask you, what would it take to get you to
ride
a
dragon? Hold on. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What would it take to get you to ride a dragon?
To ride a dragon?
Yeah, could Karen convince you to ride a dragon?
Oh, no, absolutely not. But here's the thing, though.
Could Karen convince you to ride a dragon? Mm-mm. No.
Here's the thing. Once you are at the dragon, and the dragon wants you to ride it, you're riding the dragon.
Did he know the dragon wanted him to ride it?
Yes. When that motherfucker put his nose out there, his mama was like, he wants you, hop on. Yes, I will hop on because you have two dragons. It's not like I'm doing it because I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to ride this dragon. It's more like, well, shit, she said, I don't want to die by a dragon. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I do it. But he hopped on. They went dragon riding. He gets used to it very quickly. like, and then he even at one point motions his dragon over to like a clearing, like, let's land over there. They land the dragon over by like a clearing with waterfalls. They get out, it's all romantic. She's like, we could stay 1,000 years and no one would find us. And he said, we'd be pretty old. And she said, it's cold up here. And he said, it's cold up here for a southern girl. And she said, so keep the queen warm. And the dragons looked on like, y'all some freaks.
I thought the dragon looked on like Big Mama looking at like, now that's your cousin. Get your hands off your cousin. Y'all play too much. That's why you can't come over here.
Well, they didn't seem like they were trying to protest, which made me think the dragons were some freaks too. This was like unzip their pants.
Yeah, like dogs and cats and stuff just staring at you.
I mean, I guess when you think about who they mate with, it's the other dragons they hatch with, so.
I mean, it's like, they was like, this is the taboo section of Pornhub. Let me just go ahead and turn the lights down. Cause they was staring hard too.
Front row seats.
Yeah, it turned to some dragon cuckold shit. Cause they was looking hard like, y'all about to fuck. And then John, she was like, what, you scared? And he was like, nah, I'm good. And then he looked directly in Drogon's eyes and Drogon was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, y'all would have got uncomfortable. Yep. Can we just go into a cave like I used to do at Ygritte?
Show you what their mouth do?
It made me miss Ygritte though. Cause remember when they had that sex in that cave and she was like, we could just stay here. Don't even go back. And he was like, I gotta go back. But yeah, I'm surprised that she didn't think it was odd that the dragons let him ride.
Right? Just, you thought they let you ride? You thought they let them ride cause of you?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not like they let anybody else you fuck ride them dragons. Right.
Yeah, and he also was like, well, what if he don't want me to ride? And she was like, well, it was nice knowing you. Right. Fuck you up. You on your own.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know how to ride a dragon. He's like, nobody know how to ride a dragon until they ride the dragon. He's like, oh, that's true. But even still though, Jor can't ride the dragon.
Yep.
And it ain't like they let her friends hop on.
Nobody.
Right.
She ain't figured it out.
But somehow they let this nigga ride and she didn't go, uh-oh.
Tyrion. It was nice to
Tyrion. Tyrion never rode that dragon, though.
Oh, no, he didn't ride
it. He fed the dragon.
Yes.
For all we know, them niggas are just hungry.
Yep.
True.
I don't know. Like, riding the dragon a whole new level to me. Like, not a fan. And from my understanding, they was feeding them dragons before, but then Daenerys went missing. So somehow they was feeding them dragons. She wasn't going down there every day.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they've always fed them. And I originally thought they was coming to say when her people came to say it's a problem with the dragons. I was like, please don't tell me them dragons ate another kid. They wanted to see what them northern folk taste like.
Right. Gendry is blacksmithing up some dragon glass. He makes the hound an axe. The hound starts picking on him because he's like, man, you know, not many people can make an axe like this. A dragon glass is very difficult working with this metal. And the hound was like, you know who makes weapons for wildlings? Cripples and cocksuckers. Let me tell you something about yourself, little bitch. And then Arya came up behind him and said, leave him alone.
Watch your mouth.
Don't you be talking about my man like that. And he turned around and the hound was like, it's that little girl to try to kill, that left me for dead.
He saw her almost like he reacted the same way he do with fire.
Yep. But then he said, I heard you were here. You left me to die. And she was like, don't forget I robbed your ass first.
Yep.
Okay, I flexed on you, I took all your shit, and then after that I left you to die. So don't be sitting up here just trying to not say all my crimes. Okay,
now get the fuck on with your funky ass. I gotta talk to my friend.
Right. And stop talking to my man like that. Okay. Fuck you think this is?
Come here, baby, you okay? The man didn't scare you, did he?
I like how she brought up, that she robbed him.
Yep.
She's like, first, I robbed your ass, okay?
You're right.
Then I went on Instagram Live and told everybody, okay? Hey. But then he was like, you're a cold little bitch, aren't you? And she was like, and he said, guess that's why you're still alive. All right, then, zippity-doo-dah. Have a great day. And then Arya and Gendry did some awkward flirting. And I didn't realize it till this point in time, but since we saw this actress when she was 11 for the first time, and now she's 22 years old, she's an adult.
You keep saying 22. I don't know that she that old.
I looked it up. So I do know that she's that old. I looked it up. She's 22 in real life.
No, I ain't talking about in real life. I'm talking
on this, but I'm saying in life. I'm talking about in life right now. Yeah. We met this girl at 11 years old.
Okay.
She is now 22 years old.
Yeah, I know she's 22 in real life.
Right,
she,
right.
She looked a damn.
Even still.
Same.
Even still, I had a moment when she started flirting with this nigga where I was like uncomfortable because I wasn't ready for her to be an adult. Now, I didn't have kids, but is this what people with kids feel like all the time?
Right. Then you look, you be like, well, goddamn.
Like, you just look up one day and you're fucking, your kids talking about dick and shit, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what is happening?
Yep. Especially them dads that don't treat their mama right.
Oh, yeah. You know them niggas. They gotta have a talk, niggas. Yep. Before you go to the prom, let me talk to my daughter. Oh, now you want to be a parent. Anyway. You're not going to scare me off this pussy, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, sir. I'm taking it to the prom and then I'm fucking. Anyway,
have her back by curfew though,
right?
Because I'm a fuck early. We leaving the prom early.
I'm respectfully have sex with your daughter, sir. Like, nah, but seriously though, it did make me feel weird because I still see her as that little girl that was just plucky and precocious and, you know, was getting fencing lessons from cereal, whatever the fuck. Like, I just did not see her as an adult in that moment. And when she's looking at Gendry like, a girl has no draws.
Oh, no.
I was low-key disgusted, man. And I felt bad. As a sex-positive human being, I felt bad because I said, who am I to deny this little girl her right to be out here getting her freak flag flying and all that shit? So I it took me a second to get comfortable with it, but I don't think I've ever seen her flirt before.
No.
On this show, so it was just like a whole like new, mind was blown.
I mean, you're an uncle, what you gonna do? Right. You got a niece, what you gonna
do? Well, here's the thing though, that I realized with this, cause I'm not gonna talk about my niece in real life, cause I don't know. But when I saw this, I was like, I have watched this character kill a family, bake them into bread, and make the father eat it, and I'm over here like, she gonna get some dick, what? oh no baby. Like, I had to check myself. I was like, no, you going to do what you gonna do. All right, I'm tripping, don't worry about my sensibilities. If you and Gendry get the fucking, that is on y'all. I just hope it's not no like long drawn out intimate sex scene. I might have to turn my face away for a second, you know, because as a 40 year old man, I also don't know if I'm supposed to be like, look at them 22-year-old titties. So can y'all just spare us that and just, like, can they make sex off screen and then just come back and we're like, oh, they must have consummated their relationship.
I imagine they will, because they really only, well, I don't know. How old was Dany when they first had her cakes on screen like that?
I don't know, but it just, even that scene didn't feel comfortable. And I don't think they would do that from season one. Mm-hmm. I don't think they do that kind of stuff in season eight.
They don't.
So anyway,
they don't got time for us, purrs.
Yeah, I don't you get into a whole another realm. I just don't think they would even.
I mean, not this season. They don't got time for the make
six episodes.
Like, yeah, it's a war. It's wartime.
It's not that important anymore.
They didn't show
Cersei. Not that important.
They didn't show Cersei and
right. They didn't show Dany and Jon either.
Yep.
So
and I guess for me, I was fine with that.
Right. With the flirting.
Yeah, not with the flirting, but I was fine with them opting not to show the sex.
Oh, okay, yeah. What'd you think about Gendry? And I feel like you've been quiet over there, Karen. What, you just reading the chat? What's going on?
No, I'm listening.
What'd you think about Gendry and Arya?
That was weird. And it was funny, though, because she has, like, her weird language that she speaks, and I don't know if he was picking up what she was putting down. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was one of them things where you could kind of feel the vibe in, you know, between each other. And I think once he makes her layout that she gave him for her, the weapon, yeah, I think it's going to be on and popping.
Yeah, that weapon looked like it detached something that shoots dragon glass or something.
Right, because she wants something that's dragon glass, but she don't want to alter needle. Like, she wants needle to stay how needle is.
She a stone cold killer, boy.
And she had a Valyrian dagger that she got from Bran, who gave it to her. It was the dagger that
was supposed to be used to assassinate him in season one. Anyway,
but just think the whole time she's just making plans about her weapon. Like, that's what she's thinking about, that and Gendry
chopping his cakes to,
if he make it right, boy, he woo, the world is his.
Chopping his cakes to blacksmith and smithereens.
But he better not the fuck her over, because she will kill him.
Yeah, I mean, why would Gendry fuck her over? I don't think that would ever happen. Gendry seems like a stand-up guy. Yeah, somebody was like, because when I was like, yeah, I just worry about her like a parent, they was like, well, you don't have to worry about her because she be killing people. I was like, killers could get their heart, bro. I'm talking about her feelings.
Right.
Yep. I wasn't talking about him endangering her.
And that's what I mean. Even if it's not purposefully, like, if something happened and her feelings get hurt,
oh, you think
how would
kill
she
him?
Respond to that?
Man, I hope Arya ain't that far gone. She's just like, this nigga is late. I told him to be here at 7:30. You know what? I'm going to just kill his ass. Anyway. he saw the dagger. He said, I always knew you're just another rich girl. And she was like, you don't know any other rich girls. And then when she walked off, she spun around to make sure he was looking at it. And I was like, oh, God. My child. John goes to see Sansa in the room. She reading a message from Lord Glover, who ain't bringing his men. And John was like, but he promised to stand with House Stark. She said, no, he promised to support Jon Snow as the king. And she was like, you shouldn't have gave up the crown. And he was like, look, I'm just trying to protect the North. I brought you two armies, two big ass dragons. And she was like, and a Targaryen queen. And John was like, I fought these niggas for real in these streets.
Right.
We need these people.
Yeah, like, y'all ain't seen them yet.
Like, don't you understand? These motherfuckers are gonna kill us unless we have a lot of people.
Sansa ain't gonna be nowhere near the battlefield.
Right.
Nowhere near the Night King. And she's still, like, talking shit.
And then he said, do you have any faith in me at all? And she said, you know I do. He was like, she gonna be a good queen. I promise you. She a good person. She not like her crazy daddy. We just can't afford to catch a fade in this battle. And then Sansa was like, she is much prettier than her daddy. And John relaxed for a second, was like, yeah, she is. And then she was like, is that why you bent the knee? Cause I'm trying to fuck her? Is that what it is? Cause you in love, you simp ass nigga. And he was like, oh, we right back to this bullshit.
He didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
No, he didn't. But also, it's one of those things where John out there, like John the Baptist, is going, hey, I'm trying to tell y'all, this is real. We all gonna die. And everybody like, oh, whatever, John. And he's like, I'm trying to do whatever it takes. Now, you know, I think it was a combination of both. So Sansa ain't wrong. But he is still like, I did it for the people because I know there was no way to get her ass out here otherwise.
Oh, for sure. I mean, she fine in a motherfucker too. He can't, it's not gonna be ignored by a man of John's stature. Okay. John is like, if a man had asked him to bend the knee, he might not have.
Agreed.
But this fine ass woman talking about bending the knee is like, goddamn right I bend the knee.
put my face right where it needs to be.
Right. If Masandi would have asked him to bend the knee, he still would have bent the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Samwell is downstairs studying in the library. Danny and Jorah come in.
That's a reading. Boy, Samwell stay reading.
Don't he?
He'd had all the comic books.
This is what happened when you kick a white boy out of the house. And don't pay his way into university. Okay, you don't bribe his way in. He got to fend for himself.
He's gonna study.
He working hard.
So he's studying. Danny and Jorah come in. She's like, and then she thanks him like, thank you so much. This is the man. She's like, the man that, for what your Majesty is. She's like, yeah, you saved my man from Rock AIDS. Appreciate you, homie. I need to reward you with something, and maybe after the war I'll hook you up. He was like, well, I could use a pardon. She was like, a pardon for what? He was like, I stole some books from the Citadel. And she laughed like, some books? And he's like, and I stole a sword from my daddy. She was like, she was like, a sword from the Citadel? He's like, no, from my father. And she was like, what? Well, who's your father? He's like, Tarly. She was like, Randall Tarly? And he's like, Randall Tarly, that's my dad. And she was like, well, I got some good news. I got some bad news.
Right.
This was good news.
This is a tough scene for me.
The good news is you won't be needing that pardon. The bad news is your daddy wouldn't bend the knee. And so I had to kill him. Mm-hmm. And then Sam was looking at her. She was looking back. Got a little awkward. That wasn't all. Sam was like, well, you know what? Daddy never liked me. I never liked him. Fuck him. He dead. At least I can finally go home now that my brother is in charge of the keep. I can't wait to tell my wife Gilly and our little baby we can finally go home. And she's like, ah,
about that though.
See what had happened was.
Your brother wasn't bending either. So he dead too. He's still with your father.
And her advisors told her, don't do both.
And Sam,
like he wasn't them alive.
Sam was tearing up. He was about to go down in front of her. He was like, I'm not gonna cry.
I'm like, you still got your mom and sister. You should be fine.
He ran out of that room to go cry in the car. He said, may I? And she said, go ahead, cry in the car. He was like, oh. He ran out like, wasn't DJ Foo? Is it Friday?
Yes.
He ran out like, he gonna cry in the car. He's like, he ran downstairs. And her and Joy, I don't know why they made her and Joy look at each other like, what was that about? I'm like, nigga, you killed his family.
Yeah, you know what it's about. Like, he wasn't gonna care. It didn't even have any compassion in her tone when she said it either.
Yeah, I'm low-key mad that Sam cared, though. I get it. It's complicated. It's his family. But
right.
This show is turning me into a heartless person because I was like, get over it, bitch. You didn't like your brother or your daddy. Your brother stood with your daddy, so fuck both of them niggas. As if he should just be like over it in a second. He learned about it a second ago. I wanted him to just be like, good. So I guess I don't need a pardon. Then dap her up. But nah, he went downstairs and was crying and shit. He ran into Bran. They rushed through this part, but I mean, I get it. We got 6 episodes. He ran downstairs and Bran was like sitting there chilling at the, Sam almost got hit by a carriage. And Bran was sitting up there by the door just dreaming. And Sam came over and was like, hey man, what you doing out here? And Bran was like, waiting on an old friend. It's time to tell John the truth. And then Sam was like, you're his brother. Shouldn't you tell him? And then Bran was like, not so fast, nigga. I ain't his brother.
Yeah.
I don't know that nigga. Okay.
Yeah, stranger.
My daddy is Ned Stark. I don't know where that boy came from. He said, he trusts you more than anyone. Now's the time. So then down in the basement, John's looking at Ned Stark's statue.
And can we talk about it? I'm joking about this online, but can we talk about the wheelchair accessibility of Winterfell? It is mwah!
Yeah, apparently they're getting this boy everywhere, to and
everywhere.
For. It is, what, ADA compatible? Is that what
it is? Yes, it is compatible. He was getting upstairs, downstairs, all around.
Come on, I never seen him get pushed out nowhere, and he was just there. And he was like, so yeah, John's downstairs brooding as he does. And Sam falls downstairs, probably down there crying and shit. He couldn't see his way in the dark. And John's like, you all right, homie? You look fucked up. And then Sam was like, did you know Danny killed my father and my brother? Mm. And John was like, what?
No.
When'd she do that?
And I'm like, we don't got time for this. You supposed to be on a whole other mission.
Right. And Sam was like, would you have done it? Would you have killed my father and my brother? And John was like, well, you know, I have killed niggas that didn't do what I said when they was under my command. And he said, yeah, but you also spared people too. John was like, I wasn't the king. And then Sam was like, and then John was like,
that's why your daddy ain't your daddy, bitch.
Yeah, John was like, I gave up my crown. I'm not king of the north. And Sam said, I'm not talking about the king of the north. I'm talking about king of the seven bloody kingdoms, bitch. You need to be king of all this shit. And then John was like, fuck are you talking about, man? And he was like, your father ain't your father, okay? You're fucking your aunt. Something is up, okay? I don't know what's happening, but
I hope she ain't pregnant. The child come out looking right.
Oh, Lord.
I hope you didn't fuck her, because if you did, But nah, he's like, yeah, your father, your mom was Lyanna Stark, your dad was Rhaegar Targaryen, you never been a bastard, you're Aegon Targaryen, true heir to the throne. I'm sorry, I know it's a lot to take in.
I hope you pull our game strong.
Right. And John was, did you use a condom? Did you wrap up? And then John was like, my father was the most honorable man I ever met. You saying he lied to me all my life? And he's like, your father, no, first of all, Ned Stark. Mm-hmm. Okay, not your daddy. He promised your mother he'd always protect you, and he did, because you know Robert the King was murdering everybody with a claim to the throne.
Yep.
And he would have murdered your ass. Like, Rob killed all his own bastards. Gendry not even supposed to be here.
Yep.
So I don't know, thank that nigga. Shit. All I know is you Aegon Targaryen, six of his name, protector of the realm, all that shit. And then Jon's like, but Daenerys is our queen. And he said, she shouldn't be.
But he don't want no type of power. Is he bad at making decisions or something?
Let me tell you something.
He's scared of management.
It reminds me of this Childish Gambino line.
Take this pay grade.
Ain't always worth it. It
reminds me of this Childish Gambino rap line. I think of it all the time and I love it. He said, what's a leader if he isn't reluctant? And I think that's the truth. Anybody that's not a little bit scared of the power don't deserve the power. Everybody that want the power is normally a person that's gonna fuck it up bad. Like, you gotta be a little bit afraid of the responsibility of being in charge of the entire fucking earth.
But they keep giving it to him. They keep being like, look man, you in charge.
I know.
I don't want all this responsibility and shit. Like, it's a lot.
He keep giving it away. They like, no, it's yours, you can't give it away. At some point, practice being in charge.
But it's the thing though, right? He's good in a leadership position, but he also understands the way to leadership. All the people on this show that really want power always are the ruthless people. Danny is ruthless. She be burning motherfucking cities to the ground and shit.
Same thing with Cersei.
Right. Oops, my bad. I guess I could have figured another way out to do that after I killed everybody, but shit happens. You know, like, he the only one that really would think about it. So then he says to Sam, this is treason. And Sam said, it's true. You gave up your crown to protect the people. Would she do the same?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Danny definitely not bending the knee to nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, and that's a great point. I had never thought of it that way, because I always felt like Danny should probably just be the queen because she wanted the most, and she cared about that slavery shit, and I was like,
Eventually, it became bigger than that.
She's basically my General Sherman. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, yeah, burn the South. I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
like, you want me to sympathize with these poor slave-owning motherfuckers? No, burn them up, put them at the stake. But then there's something to that idea of, like, is Danny's doing it more out of this, like, destiny thing, and I have a claim and it's owed to me, and anyone that gets in the knee that gets in my way and doesn't bend the knee is dying.
And I know
John wouldn't have that approach.
And you used to ride for that, but people been telling her the whole time, like, look, it's another way. You stop trying to kill everybody that go against.
Yeah.
You can rule them without having to kill everybody.
Of the options we had at the time, I thought she was the best.
Yep.
But now we have a new option in John, and I'm like, I could see John being a better king because he's a quote unquote better person, but I don't know. This reign is so treacherous.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait till the humbling comes.
For Danny?
No, for John, because even if it's like, look, okay, I'm going to go ahead and lay claim to it, I don't know how Arya and Sansa are going to take it.
Well, not just that.
And we clearly know that they've aligned. And I could see them being like, well, it's us against him now.
Well, not just that. Even if it's not us against him, they may feel like he's still our family and there's some type of indirect connection.
I think they will support him.
The thing for me is that, what would Daddy do?
Right.
Well, we know the dragons like him. And the dragons got their blood. They know they smelt his blood.
That don't matter.
What would Daddy do?
Right.
That's my question.
She can't fight.
She ain't got to fight.
Okay. All right. You think John would just kill her then? You think he got it in him?
Mm-mm,
right. Right, but yeah, I think she would order people to kill him with no hesitation.
Wouldn't think twice.
You think what's your boy for the Unsullied?
Grey Worm.
Grey Worm. You think,
bruh, any of them, Jorah, any of them niggas? Now you're not gonna fight the fair one with him and win. Everybody always forget John got hands. But I'm just saying, fam, I don't feel too like, if maybe they need to get married and just have an incesty ass marriage, because I don't see Danny coming off of that throne, homie.
Like, I feel, she like, I know I ain't bring my dragons all the way up here for this shit.
I done been through too much. I had to fight all my life.
What? She will fuck John up.
I can see her ordering the dragons to kill him and they won't.
I can see that too.
Something like that.
Can he withstand the fire just like her though?
I don't know.
We'll have to wait till he get lit.
See, I feel like he should be able to withstand the fire too.
Maybe. I don't know the rules on that. I don't know. Maybe he'd be John the Unburnt at the end of the shit. I don't know.
John the Lightly Toasted. Yeah.
So then Jamie Lannister arrives at Winterfell. He's grown a beard. He gets off his horse, looks across the street.
Did he look like he showed up incognito, like he'd been trying to hide this whole time too?
Yo, and I thought maybe he has, because like last time he was in the North, he was a wanted man.
Yep. He killed a lot of people.
He's the one who pushed Bran out that window. Lannisters aren't really welcome up north. Mm-hmm. He's coming up there without that army.
Without any entourage at all.
Yeah, so I think he was actually coming up there incognito. Yeah, he ain't been up there in years, and he probably don't look the same.
Had his little hood on his head. Now, mm-hmm. I know some of y'all across the street when you see somebody with their hood on, but, you know, mm-hmm. calm down. He is a white man.
Welcome new listeners. but, yeah, Bran was just out there. I guess this is the friend he was waiting on.
Hello?
Because Bran was just sitting across the street already waiting on him at the door, like, I heard you when the door came.
Yes!
That's how it felt to me. It felt very... very Orange Juice Jones up in that joint. he turned around. He was like, I heard you when I was waiting on you when the door came open. Okay. And Jamie finally makes eye contact with him, and Brad looks back at him. And that was the end of the episode.
Everybody's just looking at each other.
Yep. So I don't know, man. Yeah, they haven't seen each other since Jamie pushed him out that window to cover up that incest.
And see, go ahead, Karen.
No, I'm about to say, end of episode one.
Yep. But didn't they also, Jamie, they all thought he was dead because they thought Theon killed him. And didn't Theon basically keep that, the only person he told was, the dude that had him captured and cut his arm.
I think they been known Bran is alive. I think.
Yeah, they just hadn't. He just hadn't seen.
Yeah, him. I think he just hadn't seen him.
But most people thought he was dead up until he showed up at Winterfell that time.
Nah, we know he not dead. No, that we absolutely know he's not dead because
he was moving around and stuff. Afterwards.
That's not why. That's not why. But that's not why. We know they know he's not dead because Jaime's the one that sent the assassin to kill Bran, with the knife. And Bran got the knife and gave it to Arya because they blamed Tyrion for it at first because they thought he did it, and it turns out he didn't, but it was an unsuccessful assassination attempt, so they know he's alive, which started off a whole lot of the beef.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got emails to get to before we get out of here.
Okay.
Miss CT says, hey y'all, opening episode was pretty good, no deaths yet, but seems like a few are on the rise, I guess on the horizon. I'm glad they told John the truth in the first episode rather than holding it until later in the season, because that would have been corny. Easiest thing to do would be for John and Daenerys to get married, but when is the show ever easy? There's a lot to unpack here, and I'm realizing that we're probably not going to get answers to every question we have about the series, but I think that's okay. It can be one characteristic of great storytelling. I know y'all are going to get some lengthy feedback, so that's all I have for this episode. Let's begin. Thank you for taking the time to read my feedback. Keep warm this winter.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would like to see them get married. I do think that's the easiest solution, which, you know, it means he probably going to get killed. Monique writes in, hey, Rod and Karen. Respectfully, George R.R. Martin better leave us alone trying to finish the book series out. I'm not trying to hear it. Or be spoiled when people buy the book, flip it to the end, and tweet the spoilers. Looks like he has two books behind all the action, according to a Google search.
These showrunners might be the best to ever do it. They revealed every single thing a lesser show would have slow walk through an entire season, all in the first episode. It only took about 50 minutes. Now they can just get to the new material. I love it. It didn't come off clumsy in the slightest. Cold ass revamp of the opening credits theme, the detailing of the crypt, the Winterfell, the lower keep in King's Landing with all the petrified dragon heads that was coming right out of the books. If you go back and watch the first season opener, it will look super grainy now, lol. The callback to the kid running and climbing to the highest point to see John and Danny, the Unsullied and Dothraki riding to Winterfell gave me Bran episode one vibes. And the way all the Stark kids reacted to the dragons flying over Winterfell was cool. Was super cool. Old Nan and her stories always seemed to come to fruition, even though they were far-fetched. The Winterfell small folk were Arya, Missandei, and Grey Worm, like, who's these niggas? Definitely would have called the cops on them. Oh, for sure. There have been tons of reunions across this show, but the best and most heartfelt, in my opinion, was Jon and Arya. They haven't seen each other since, like, episode 2. Did anyone get Avatar vibes when Jon and Dany rode off on the dragons? He ain't connected his ponytail, and that's why his dragon was bucking. Love how Bran waited for Jaime, his old friend, to pull up to Winterfell for like 2 days, it seemed, and then stared him down like Diddy and old boy from with the Odell Beckham Jr. hair on that singing show. Cersei, I hope you know Bron is not killing his two best friends in the whole world for some coins. They been owing him forever. That's like their thing. Arya is a cold motherfucker, man. She read the Hound and Gendry simultaneously, and we see the sparks saying, flying between her and young Bullhammer. What did Arya's request Gendry to make for her? I couldn't make out the sketch, but it looks cool.
Like a dagger.
A dildo? I mean, a dangerous weapon.
It looked like something that shot out, like, something with dragon glass on the, like, the handle allowed you to detach it somehow.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think is, yeah, a dagger.
So, like, it looks like it's a weapon that she can use in long distance, and then if she needs close range, mm-hmm, she can use it up close too.
Isn't it kind of sad that all the lords and ladies of these houses of the North are children and teenagers making the war decisions? Cold world, all the fathers of these great banners are dead and gone, but shout out to Lady Lyanna. Sansa's time with Littlefinger has her sussing out all Cersei's moves as soon as she hears the plans. And Sansa and Dany on that Winterfell is like watching a Real Housewives reunion show. Stank looks and light shade. When you put this episode all together, everyone of note is in Winterfell at the same time. Literally everyone is there except Cersei and Qyburn, the most dangerous advisor we'll ever see, and crew. Sam's standing of Dany went from 100 to 0 so fast. Yeah, I mean, killing a nigga father and son, brother will do that to you. She delivered the news with that deep, she had deep fried his entire family with no feeling, and I think that was for the best. Yikes. Sam could have presented that Targaryen news to Jon so differently, but he's a stand-up friend and told him the straight truth. Amazing start to the end of this journey. What a ride. I'm truly grateful for a show that is this constantly living up to hype and expectation. It was nice to see people who once started watching the show 2 weeks, who only started watching the show two weeks ago, and live tweeted their way through it, getting the same thrills we've been getting. Welcome to the fandom. Love what you both are doing with this podcast. Truly grateful I found you guys. Best wishes to you both next time, Monique.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the next one. Nerd Geek Ninja writes in. Oh man, all right. Hey Ron and Karen, been so excited about this premiere episode and I wasn't disappointed. All the reunion scenes are great, but here are some of my main thoughts. One, why are the Northerners acting mad? Hotep, you was king, John. They were so mad about him giving up that title, but I'm hoping they all shut up after one good fight with some White Walkers, because they sure don't know a darn thing.
Mm-hmm. But her emails.
Two, Bran is me at a party I don't want to be at, just super weird, staring at everyone, just ready to go.
Nah, don't admit that.
Saying shit that makes folks uncomfortable. I loved him interrupting the shade fest between Sansa and Dany. We don't have time for this. Dany looked shook that he knew the Night King had her dragon, and that scene with him and Jaime, I was rolling. Surprise, bitch. Three, fuck Theon. You never redeem yourself. Hope you die. I knew Yara was gonna punch him or something. Four, Cersei what were you gonna do with some elephants against the Night King? Right. She about to get a rude awakening on how dirty you gotta be to ask Bronn to kill both your brothers. I know he's a sellsword, but I can't see him going through with it. At least I thought she might have had sex with Greyjoy to cover up Jaime getting her pregnant, but she was already openly smashing him last season, so I don't know what that was about. How cute, number five, maybe she just wanted a nut. Number five, how cute was little baby Lord Umber? I need to protect my heart and just know anyone new is getting murked. Why did I let my guard down? I've learned nothing. Yeah, was that that was the same boy that they put on the wall, right? The one that they sent to tell his family.
With the horses? Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but yeah. I mean, I could have been wrong, because, you know, they look alike.
All white people look alike to us. It's hard to watch the show. Six, everything Arya said now sounds like a threat, but if Sansa ends up on the Ward of the North or Queen of anything, I can see Arya just being her main protector. I'm so happy that they understand each other now. It reminds me of me and my sisters. I'm not here for the Arya Gendry ship. I saw that going around. I'm not feeling it. Number seven, do you think Jon will tell Dany about his newfound lineage? I'm hoping he tells the next episode, but I can see him waiting until like episode four to do it. He has a lot of processing to do, and his dragon cousins were trying to give him mad hints.
So you saying he gonna smash a few more times?
Right,
you tell
that's what it sound like.
Okay,
maybe it'll make it hotter for him. I don't know. Drogon, dude, stop kissing your aunt, auntie. Rhaegal, hey girl, hey cuz, come here. Let's go for a ride so I can talk to you for a second. Nigga, my mama is your auntie. You think I let a non-Targaryen ride me, fool? Number eight, Danny and John are definitely related because they don't know how to read a motherfucking room. All of Westeros still has Targaryen PTSD, and you showing up like I'm the rightful queen. Okay, sweetie, no one cares, and you need to read tread carefully. She's that white woman with the rescue pit bull that swears they're not dangerous. Lady, I don't know your dog. I don't know you. This episode was great and had some really funny moments. Looking forward to seeing Brienne of Tarth. Definitely want to see the Hound and Mountain fight. I hope all the Lannisters die. Yes, even Tyrion, the whole house has to go.
Oh, no.
Right?
Not Tyrion.
They always be trying to shake the table at the end.
That's been our dude the whole, like, every season.
Emil says, hi, Karen Rod and Jade Ned Umber. What a season premiere. I just wanted to start my feedback with some theories. I think some niggas will get killed. Some niggas will get burnt by dragons. Some other niggas will get turned into undead niggas. I'll be predicting shit. I don't know about you, but I can hardly contain my excitement. This episode did a great job setting up the story for us, but my two favorite scenes were Jon and Arya seeing each other for the first time since season one, and Bran giving Jaime that I see you niggas stare at the end of the episode. Also, who knew that Sansa internalizing all that foreign policy expertise over the years? Yeah, we knew that. When she hit Tyrion with that, I thought you were the cleverest man alive. She may as well have said, bless your heart, because she knows taking Cersei's word for anything is the purest folly.
Right.
She is a motherfucking G. Also, the look of pure disgust on Lyanna Mormont's face when she looked at Jon said, fuck what you say, nigga. I can smell her pussy on you. So much tension was set up. Sansa and Arya and the rest of the North having no trust for this interloping Targaryen. Samwell salty that she sauteed his father and brothers. Everybody's scared shitless at the sight of the dragons. I'm so excited to see what happens with Jaime next week. Yeah, I feel like Jaime gonna get read for filth by everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you even going up there, homie? Jason, all shiggity. I've been waiting for this moment for the past 2 years. First, I need to get this off my chest. If information was the internet, Brand is Google Chrome, Varys is Internet Explorer, and Littlefinger, rest in peace, was Netscape Navigate. Now allow me to put a little more soup in your cup. When Grey Worm and Missandei rode in to the Wintertown, all I could hear was Samuel Jackson, who is this nigga on that nag? And I love how they gave each other the, oh shit, here we go again look. I also love how everyone except Arya was shook when them dragons and the army of colored folks strolled through. I can also get with Sansa's character growth, but I'm not here for Lady Shady Boots pettiness towards Dany. While I can definitely understand it, what I needed in my life was for Bran to get mad niggerish and say, none of this shit matters. Like, what? None of this shit matters. The thing I was going to say about that, though, is you got to realize, I guess, Jon never sent a raven up north. It sounded like Sansa had to do that on the fly. She was like, okay, you the queen. Since this nigga's introducing you as the queen, Winterfell is yours. Meanwhile, in King's Landing, can someone tell me why the leader of the Golden Company sounds like he sells propane and propane accessories out of Podunk, Texas? The man's name is Harry Strickland, people, but I digress. That's the first white name we had on the show. When you told Cersei that the elephants weren't listed in the silver package that she ordered, I have.
Yeah, she was like, I paid for the upgrade plan.
Come on, this is Amazon Prime. I also loved how they wrapped up that Theon, who apparently got his hands on some Pert Plus story arc. Yar was kidnapped, Yar was saved, Yar went home. They know why we here, and that's the only great joy we care about that wears leather pants and smells like KY, Taka Vodka, and bad decisions. Yeah, Lord. I'll say this though. They're not done with Theon yet.
Oh no, we not.
In closing, was I the only one who was upset when Sam confronted John with all that fake news? I mean, Danny straight up told him, look, bro, I gave your racist ass daddy a choice and he chose Dragonfire. I mean, the nigga really killed himself, and I'm sorry about your brother, but he was dumb like your daddy, so he better off. They ain't even like you. Sam really told John and that Danny be out here burning up POWs, when in reality them fools chose death by dragon over coming back home. Now John gotta come to terms with Jamie. Wait, gotta come to terms about how he was smashing his aunt's cakes to incest smithereens. I'm waiting to see how Bran interacts with Jamie, because just like them racist ass northerners, Jamie and his salt and pepper beard was shooketh when he saw Bran. I mean, the thing for me is that I do get Sam's point about John having people he could have killed and letting them slide multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Especially while he was at the watch.
Right. And so he's like, even with them refusing to take a knee, she didn't have to kill him. Even though I get why she did.
Yeah. Other thing too we didn't mention is, if people cool with John and Danny get married, they really do have to be cool with Cersei and
Jamie.
Yeah. Like you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, they about to be into some like, nah, that's first cousins versus sister and brother. You know it's all nasty. What y'all doing? Yep. You know you can't show up to the family reunion with your first cousin. Get out of here. Love you guys. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you for all the content and work you guys do for us on a daily basis. Jason, a.k.a. Blue Man Group. Hashtag Them Thrones. Hashtag Thrones Y'all. Hashtag Aria Hive.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple more. Okay, Daryl writes in, Game of Thrones Season 8. I hope I get this in before you do your long-awaited recap, the best Game of Thrones recap ever. Here's my main prediction. Daenerys is going to go crazy like her dad, and her...
the Mad Queen, okay?
And her dragons are going to go fuck King's Landing up. She's going to finish what her father started to do before Jaime killed him. Her demeanor in Sunday's episode is slowly but surely starting to creep that way. The whole Sansa needs to respect me messiness she was throwing at John, and the cold way she told Sam about his father and brother was chilling. Wait until she gets the real tea about the nephew she's been giving her that good to, that he's the true ruler of the Seven Kingdoms. She gonna really lose her crap then. Yeah, Danny about to wreck shop, and dare I say it, become just as villainous as Cruella de Cersei. That's a hell of a twist.
Yep.
I do feel like there's more twists to come before they get done with this shit. Mm-hmm. So.
But that is a good one. I really can't wait to see how Danny responds to the news.
EVE says, hi, Rod and Karen. Woo, child. This woo chili. This episode was a slow burn, but I love seeing all my faves return. This episode should have been titled In Their Feelings, because everyone was in their damn feelings, and I was here for it.
I wonder who EVE hate on this show. Like she did on The Walking
Probably
Dead.
Probably Theon or somebody. I was so geeked when I saw Daenerys entourage come through Winterfell. Those people were looking at all the brown people like they were ready to call the police. Grey Worm was looking so damn delicious, and I know Missandei couldn't wait to get in a room and chop those ballless cakes to smithereens.
Duh!
Most of the men were looking like snacks. John goes without saying. I was happy to see Gendry. He glowed up for sure. Yeah, he looked like a bootleg Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm.
Even Sam was looking kind of good. I mean, it's winter and cold, so don't sleep on the big boys. Hey, cuffing season. Who would you rather cuddle with at night when it's that damn cold? One of these scrawny men in Winterfell or Sam? I'll take the big boy for 100, Alex. The meeting between Danny and Sansa was everything I didn't know I needed. There hasn't been much white woman on white woman shade since Joy almost killed Meghan McCain on The View.
Oh no!
The way Sansa looked Danny up and down, you can't tell me the Sansa didn't learn that from a black woman. But Danny gave as good as she got, and I loved every minute of it. Your Honor, Cersei. Ew. I feel so bad for right? Sam that when Danny told him so matter-of-factly that the her dragons roasted his father and brother. I think Sam would have been fine if it was just his father, because his father was a dick. But I think he was upset about his brother and he was looking for revenge. He couldn't wait to run to Jon to tell him he was the true king. And the way it ends with the look on Jon's face, I can't tell if John was more surprised that he's the true king or that he's been screwing his aunt. This season is going to be so lit.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
5 more episodes. Evelyn says, I always had blue eyes. Game of Thrones review. Greeting house of masculine Negro gratuity. Greeting Queen Karen and Negro gratuity. First of her name, commander of tanks, leader of white women of color, champion of bullet ball extreme, and major general of the Beehive, and her squire Rod and Jay Lannister. I hope this email reaches you well. I'm sure you all are going to analyze this episode amazingly. I will keep this email relatively short. This episode did a lot without doing too much. Y'all caught that northern sism being thrown at Grey Worm and Sandy, right? Just saying, we saw it. My favorite moment of this episode was at the end when Jamie's facing his old friend, creepy emo three-eyed Raven Brand. I wonder if they're gonna hug it out or dap each other up. While as much as I would like to give Sansa the MVP of the episode, which she deserves for all the shade she was throwing to Tyrion and Danny, I gotta give it to Sam. He took a lot on the chin this episode, and having to be the one to tell John his true lineage, Sam is the man for all the heavy emotional lifting he had to do. No help from Bran. Yeah, my thing is that he kind of told him from an angry place, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't really tell him out of support. He kind of told him also, like, man, fuck that bitch, man. You need to take over. Like, all right, you old Gamergate ass nigga. Unpopular opinion, I'm not sure I agree with the POV the directors are taking with Danny. It looks like they're taking her out to be a bit of a monster. I'm not entirely sure it's fair to paint her as just this conquering, inflexible leader. Yes, she made errors on her path.
The same words you saying that you don't want us to highlight.
Right? I noticed. y'all, everybody got their faves. But how many times do we see her have to fight with her wits to make the moves to survive? I mean, she was doing a little more than surviving on some of these niggas. Yeah. She was thriving.
Yep. Killed all them slave owners. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we talking about her love interest too, right?
Lest we forget, Jorah was initially sent to kill her. She had to let him go. And are we really sad Randall Tarly met the true death with his stupid ass son, Dickon? You can't be named Dickon and live. I'm sorry. LOL. She had to make some tough choices. What do y'all think? I don't know if they're taking, I feel like they're playing with us to make us think that she is no longer a sympathetic figure. And how she looks to people that we actually, do sympathize with.
Correct.
Because they've been setting this up. It's brilliant writing, in my opinion. They've been setting this up for seasons because they show us how she acts in towns where we don't care about those towns.
Right.
She looks at things very black and white. These people are masters, kill them all. Well, now they don't have any industry, they have no trade, you set up no infrastructure.
Right.
You can't just burn everything to the ground and call it a win. And so now you have this, these mistakes, quote unquote, she's made, and these decisions she's made, and she can be very black and white when she wants to be. Well, how does that flex when it's somebody we like? Like, when it's Sansa and the Starks and Arya and all these...
Especially if Arya refused to bend the knee.
Right, well, it's just this thing, whether we get to that point or not, right? It's just the idea of we empathize with the Starks.
Right.
So you come in talking about some, I run this shit, and if she don't bow the knee, then it's gonna be a problem.
Right.
It's like, what you gonna do?
Everybody ain't gonna take that one. Everybody wasn't pleased with the decisions that she was making.
Right, in the past, we know what she did. I don't think it's a why are they taking the character this direction. She already been like this. We just didn't give a fuck who those people were.
Right.
Thanks for the best and blackest Game of Thrones recap. Sorry. Don't take shots at other podcasts on our show. Be well, the Congolese Khaleesi, the notorious EVE. There you go. come on now. if y'all goes to plan, we gonna have them on the show too doing recaps. So should be dope. I don't see any other emails for this. So, all right, what do y'all think is happening next week? And I have a big announcement after y'all say what's happening next week. So, Karen, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Brand gonna roll up on Jamie and that conversation they gonna have. It's gonna be interesting to see. I hope we go back to Cersei and all the shit they doing. I wonder how everybody's gonna respond to like the stuff going on at Winterfell. Like, it is a lot happening all at once, and people showing up and shit, and this is gonna be interesting to see. Oh, and I wonder if, I doubt they do it next episode, but I want to see the Night Watch. I mean, not the Night Watch, but the Night King and that crew. Like, they slowly creeping, but I can see them giving us a minute or two of them just fucking walking. Mm. That shit scary alone.
What about you, Justin? What you looking forward to next week?
A few things. I want to see Samuel return home, tell his mama, you should have protected me, and then daddy wouldn't be in this situation. And show up with his new wife, talking about she getting the big she getting the big room now.
And I don't think they would have a problem. They actually liked her.
Let's see. I want to see you know, obviously Danny and John, like what that conversation is like. Mm-hmm. And I want to see Bran warp into Jamie and make him fall out of a third story window.
Okay.
Or walk into a wall a few times. Like that's what I wanted to see happen.
Can he do it to people that's like regular? Because I feel like he can only do it to Hodor, because Hodor was quote unquote simple.
Right.
I don't know, but that's what I want to see happen. That would be dope.
Yeah, we never seen him do it to anybody else. I do want to see Jamie try to talk his way past everybody and explain why that army ain't with him.
And then lastly, I just want to see Arya continue to be great. I love Arya, have since she was a little kid, so I want to continue to see her to be great.
Yeah. Let's see what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm actually looking forward to whatever the fuck is happening with the like red witches. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened? Cause, like, is it isn't Melisandre supposed to die in Westeros or something?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know about any of that.
Yeah, she said that to Varys. Like, I'm supposed to die in this country. Because
I think
like
it was
you
predicted to her or something.
Yeah. So I want to see what's up with that.
She's been wrong a lot.
I definitely want to see them fight the fucking White Walkers. And I feel like we don't have enough time to be fucking around with that. Like, mm-hmm. Because if you're going to fight the White Walkers and deal with whatever's going on with Cersei,
you got to get the White Walkers out the way.
Yeah, it's got one of these got to get over soon. Now, if the White Walkers win and then they come for Cersei, that would be super dope. Like, if they win and maybe, like, Dany and them escape to those Iron Isles, that would be real dope if now Cersei got to deal with the White Walkers. And she, the whole time, she thought it was going to be
her against some people. She's talking about some elephants.
Because they ain't got dragon glass and shit. So she got to hope that they get it right up north.
And the boat's gone.
Right. So, yeah, man. Looking forward to all that stuff, man. Thank you, Justin, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for everybody that left us feedback. We appreciate that.
We do.
Karen, thanks for letting me in the house.
Not a problem, baby.
And my big announcement is next week's guest, if everything goes right, is going to be Jamel Hill.
You
guys
now
may know her from ESPN. You may know her from her new podcast on Spotify. We'll be she's been live tweeting them Thrones for like getting caught up for the last month or so. Yeah. And she's mm-hmm. fully caught up with everybody, and
she's unbothered,
so she can first of her name, slayer of everybody. Mm-hmm. Jamel Hill,
except Detroit.
Yeah.
That would be the one country she would save is Detroit.
Yeah. That's her King's Landing, okay? She's not doing that. But all right, y'all, we'll talk to you guys later. So thank you so much for your time, and until next time, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. I love y'all too.